go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Smoochie.
This is Mini Del Mato.
With everybody else, am in for a whooping today. We have a filthy podcast coming up for you guys.
For sure.
They walked in drinking Bangs. Bang is the newest energy drink.
We were banging in the car.
Yeah, they were banging together with the car.
She and Mini Del Mato, by the way.
Yeah.
not all four of us.
And it is... I remember... like Redline, when like people were talking about like how crazy Redline was or whatever it was.
What about Surge? You remember that shit?
No.
I remember Surge. I had a Surge t-shirt. Well.
That was like the more powerful than Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they came in and doing that, and this is Minnie's last episode, so we're drinking. And so we're mixing dynamite with... what's another explosive? I don't know. Something else that explodes.
Gasoline.
There you go. Dynamite and gasoline. And, and later on, we're going to be doing a challenge of hot sauces with, it's the Hot Ones hot sauces. Sam got me a sampler of three of them. And we're going to try it with cheese today because I thought it would work out the best on mine.
I'm a little disappointed it's not meat.
Meat has a lot of flavor. I want it to taste. It's a very mild cheese.
Oh, okay. So
and because cheese is cheaper, you don't want to spend a whole bunch of money today.
Yeah. Chicken breast is always cheap.
And I didn't want to worry about temperature and it getting cold and perfect timing of cooking and all that.
We have microwaves.
We do.
Couldn't do crackers. Couldn't do bread.
I said crackers.
Crackers are crunch on the mic.
No, exactly. I can't.
That was his. I mean, that's pretty good. You don't want to hear a bunch of
keto
crunching
life,
on the mic.
No crackers, so. Please.
So I guess we'll say bye to Minnie at the end. For now, we like to plug one thing every show. I got the free shirt with the loot crate, and I was like, I'm never going to wear this thing because it's so, like, rough. I like soft t-shirts. And we made sure, me and Chad, it was really important to us to make sure that we get... And it was actually Bobby's idea that we get the... What is it called, Bobby? Tri-Blend. Mm-hmm. Tri-Blend t-shirts are available if you buy our t-shirts. So they're super, super soft. Like, it's something you'll want to be wearing. Something feels good against the nips. Oh. Anyway, you could get that at... just go to dlgaming.net and click on support. If you do it on your phone, it probably won't work.
No, it's there. It's just all the way at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it loads the sidebar at the bottom. An unfortunate side effect of the template that we have. But, yeah, and a couple subs coming in. Thank you very much to Gigahertz 1990, Donnie Style, and Recycled.
Much appreciated.
Thanks, guys.
Damn, 9 months on Chi, too. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Quite some time. Time flies. Is that how long we've been streaming? When did we start streaming?
9 months, yeah.
Pregnancy later.
Every time I go to Chi stream, I do it, but I only go to Chi stream like every
once
3 months.
Yeah. Oh, once every 3 months.
Yeah. I only stream months.
Exactly.
No wonder.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
All right. Well, let's talk about On the Radar, some games that have come to our attention recently. We've got quite a few here. First up, CES 2019 is going to be starting up very soon here. Now, this is not specifically gaming related, but hardware in general.
What does CES stand for?
Computer Electronics Expo.
Or Consumer Electronics.
Consumer Electronics.
Yeah. Consumer Electronics Expo?
Maybe I'm wrong.
CEX or CES?
S. Consumer Electronics Show. Yeah, so this is kind of the big one of the year. I think Microsoft dropped out a couple of years ago, but anything that's going to be on the shelves in like Walmart or Fry's or any of the kitchen appliances or home appliances, they're going to be displayed here. These things are often prototypes, may or may not come out. I know one thing that I'm really looking forward to is... This sounds so dry and boring, but the home lights that you can activate with Google Home, but that run on a 5 gigahertz network. Because right now, the only ones out there only run on 2.4 gigahertz.
Who cares? It's just on and off. What signal?
I don't run a 2.4 gigahertz in my home.
Oh, yeah. I see.
I just have 5 because it's
small. You don't have a dual channel?
I just have the 2.4 turned off. My place is small enough. I don't really need it.
Yeah.
But a lot of them don't really work too well either. The reviews aren't that great. Some of them heat up. So I'm just hoping there's going to be better ones. Now, they have light switches that will activate, can be voice activated. But another solution is to actually have a bulb that is voice activated, and you can change the color on the bulb with an applicator.
Those are the Hue ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Hue, there's many different ones, but they have predicted that there are going to be some there. You know, it used to be every year at CES, there's always some new big thing. One year it was 3D TVs. Next it was 4K.
Drones was a big one.
Yeah, drones maybe. You know, one year people were saying, oh, it's audio and headphones, but I don't know. It seemed like a stretch to me. But I don't know if there's going to be one big thing.
That.
Oh, audio and headphones? Yeah. There's room. I used to listen to a whole podcast that just talked nothing about that. Theater Geeks, really good.
Oh, home theater. I'm thinking like actual headphones, though.
They talked about that, too.
They've kind of peaked, because I follow the headphone scene pretty regularly.
Did you watch the... So Linus tried them, and then the unboxing guy, the guy does unboxing.com or whatever. Okay. Anyway, he's the guy that started the trend. Anyway,
yeah,
they both tried these like $50,000 headphones. And did you see those episodes?
I haven't seen those, but I know those are the Sennheiser. Yeah. I can't remember the name.
Wow, dude. I mean, just as a thing that's been made,
right?
It's a work of art.
Oh, yeah.
Just like.
Yeah, the engineering that went into that is insane.
So it's like a block of marble is where they, I guess, because it's so dense.
It doesn't vibrate.
It doesn't vibrate. Mm-hmm. And then the feet are like on these things that no vibration from the floor can possibly affect these things. Then there's these bulbs that look actually super old school, but I guess they're super advanced. And then
the vacuum tubes.
Yeah, the vacuum tubes. And then the actual headphones are like huge, like this big. And then you put them on, and then what the sound is coming from is, it's called like gasified titanium. And then there's no magnets. And then they somehow move the titanium by, I forget. Anyway, he listened to it and he's like, yeah, that was the best rendition of Hotel California I've ever heard by far.
Oh, but he's like, at least he was listening to music and not ASMR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what tech they have there. And, you know, like I said, you don't always see this stuff on the shelves later or in the near future, because some of it is just, you know, it's ideas. It's stuff that they're working on. Maybe they don't actually ship it.
So just so everybody knows, there's going to be a lot of noise, maybe some spills, hopefully not on his new laptop. There's a lot of wires going around more than usual today, at least on this side. And we're going to be drunk by the end of this. So
just, I'm there already, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Okay, next up, Games Done Quick. Just started today. This is Sunday when we're recording, but it'll be going on for the next couple of days or a week, I think this goes on for.
What's your favorite Games Done Quick, Bobby?
Games to, like my What's favorite game to watch?
Yes.
Obviously, Jedi Knight, if they do it.
Okay, do they do not do that every year?
Probably not.
Or do they just do it
first of all, they do this twice a year.
Yeah.
And the games that they do is always, it's not always the same ones. The ones that I've watched that I've really enjoyed in the past are the Super Metroid one. And for some reason, I really enjoy the Super Nintendo, not Super Nintendo, but the platformers, like the old school platformers. Even though that's totally not the type of game that I play, I always enjoy those speedruns. Like right now, they're doing Mega Man Zero 2.
It's easier to understand. It's more palatable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, just I think because I grew up playing these games, like I know the frame perfect moves that you need to make, and I think I appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Rather than I don't know, like the 3D environment ones. Although the glitches in those are a little more entertaining. The Deus Ex one is a good speed run. The Skyrim run I've seen several times. It's always entertaining.
They always like break the game multiple times with
they have to
run.
Yeah.
Well, the Skyrim one actually crashes.
What is it? 12 minutes, Bobby? Something like that, right?
No, 40. I think the record's like 40.
Oh.
Usually they estimate about 45 minutes on a Skyrim run.
Okay.
Looks like they found their shift button, right, Amelia?
Yeah, the run.
Yeah.
That's a callback for me playing the first time without knowing I could run.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but this is going to be going on this week. It's definitely worth a watch. I know I've been following this for years now, and it kind of you see the same ones over and over again, so it kind of gets old. But I still do enjoy it.
So the two ones they got is GDQ and AGDQ, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the two.
Yeah, one's in January. That's AGDQ.
Yeah,
and then the other one is in July.
Yeah.
Or June. Yeah, and that's the summer one, and that's kind of the big one. This one going on in January is kind of the smaller one. I guess they do this in Rockville, Maryland,
and it's always for charity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always for charity.
Is it always the same charity, or is it a bunch of different ones?
I think they change them.
I think it's always for like cancer research. I don't know if it's like one specific organization every single time, but it always seems to be for cancer research. The one that they do in the summer is in Minnesota, and it always seems weird that they do it at these locations because it's just totally random. Like Rock Hill, Maryland. Okay.
That's really weird. It's always in the center of the country, and it's like just an obscure city.
Well, Maryland's kind of off to the...
Well, oh, yeah, Maryland
Minnesota
is to the right,
has some of the best hospital systems in the world.
What?
I mean, the Mayo Clinic. Hello.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that,
so
that's a
if
reason.
It's, I mean, don't if, you the, know. So if we, the, oh yeah, don't you know?
When you overdose on Red Bull, you go
or on Surge, yeah.
Yeah, on Surge.
And once upon a bad Surge experience, but no, maybe it's because of the charities that it's being held for. The locations are a little
could
obscure.
Be. I imagine they just found a venue that they like, and they just keep returning to that.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's cool. Check it out. Look at the schedule. I'm sure there's going to be a game there that you want to watch. I was watching Donkey Kong Country 1 before I headed over here, and that was a game I remember very well from the Super Nintendo. Even played it on an emulator a couple months ago. Almost got to or got through the entire game.
That game is so hard, man.
It's I don't find
for
it that
me.
Hard.
Well, I
don't know.
Played it
I don't find
since
it that difficult.
I was younger, and I just remember the water, like the later water levels were just infuriating.
Yeah. Water levels
so they're
are
all
a pain
playing
in the
on
ass.
Emulators.
No, I think they use the actual systems.
Oh,
these ones,
yeah. On the when they do the Super Nintendo ones, because it's important. Like in the old systems, when a lot happened on the screen, it would actually slow down. Like there's things that are very specific to playing on an actual Super Nintendo that you don't get
on an emulator.
And a lot of the records for certain games, they will not allow an emulator. Yeah. There are a few games, like think Ocarina of Time, that is allowed if you play it on the emulator. Like the records are allowed, but not many games are.
Like, or with Doom, they have separate records. Like it'll list, like, okay, this record was set on, like Doom has its own special emulator that lets it run on newer computers.
Yeah, so Z-Doom.
They note that kind of stuff.
If you play like Street Fighter 1 on...
Street Fighter 1?
Yeah. If you play it on a like a cabinet, the original hardware, combos weren't programmed into the game.
Right.
It was a mistake or a glitch.
I think you're talking about Street Fighter 2.
I thought it was in 1.
Well, Street Fighter 1, it was garbage. It was like the game.
It wasn't a fighter game. It was kind of different.
So Street Fighter 2, they didn't put combos in. That just happened naturally. You couldn't block a attack after another one.
Yeah.
And then, so if you were to use an emulator, would that glitch still be in there? Who knows if it was in the programming or the hardware.
Yeah.
But
usually
like
they're pretty specific on the build of the game.
Yeah, that they have to go with, right?
Speed runs, yeah. So, yeah, game's done quick. They're up to $70,000 so far. They don't raise as much for this one as they do in the summer one, but still, they raise quite a bit of money. Cool. What else we got?
I'm surprised anyone has money after the holidays anyways.
Right. That's probably exactly what it is, too.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is, Chief.
This one was recommended by Demented Warlock, Demon's Tilt. This is a pinball game on Steam.
Have you guys seen his setup? Demented Warlock? He has like 6 pinball machines.
Yeah, I think one from each different decade or something.
Yes. Different deck?
Yeah.
He has like a 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s or whatever, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he has a really cool setup.
Pinball is fascinating. I don't know if I've talked about it before on the podcast, but pinball is kind of like the origin of gaming, and it was once outlawed. There's a drunk history episode about the guy who proved that pinball wasn't gambling and made it legal. And the guy who really fought it was LaGuardia. I think he was a governor in New York. They named the airport after him in New York.
Mm.
But I think this was back in like the 60s or 70s. But there's another book called like the History of Video Games or something, some real generic title, but it starts with like the early pinball machines and machines and games of chance, and kind of works up to how they eventually evolved. And
speaking
then recently,
to that, go ahead.
Oh, no, we recently watched Jack Black's first YouTube
episode.
First YouTube show.
That's
so
released.
We talked about last episode. He's going to be streaming. He's going to be on YouTube with Jablinski Games is the name of his channel. And his first episode,
such
he went
a
to
cool
a pinball.
Name, Jablinski.
He's like,
it's a fun word.
Hey, Jablonskos, I'm Jablinski, and let's get Jablonski or whatever. That's how he starts the thing.
Sounds very Swedish.
I love him.
Yeah. He's very entertaining. And his first episode on YouTube is really good.
Yeah. Was it 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Yeah. It's just like 3 minutes long. And he's going through the Pinball Hall of Fame and looking at some of the really old pinball machines from back in the day and playing them.
He's in like a classic, I guess it's in LA. There's a pinball museum.
Awesome. Yeah,
with the super old stuff. And then that reminded me of the one in San Francisco has all these, it's the a wooden arcade basically. Yeah. These super old, have you guys all been there?
No.
It's really cool. If you ever go to San Francisco, it's like a must see. It's very, very cool. A lot of shit is creepy because I think it was made for adults. A lot of it.
Yeah, there's some like racy stuff in there. There's some like So I think they even have a sign up saying like, yeah, we know this stuff is racist, but we leave it in there to keep it intact. Geez. You know, like a lot of times blackface. When you watch old cartoons, like they have that stuff.
Exactly. Like you watch the old Looney Tunes, they'll give that disclaimer. Like it's racist. Yeah. We know, but this is what it was like back then.
To preserve authenticity.
Yeah. But Bobby, you said you have your picture up there on the wall.
No, I don't have my picture. I said I have a picture of me there.
Oh,
yeah. I'm completely my picture on the wall.
Yeah. I thought I was like, what? I have a bunch of pictures of me.
I know this is off the wall, but speaking of racy and pinball, is there a rule 34 to pinball at all?
Yes. Like I've never seen it, but of course.
What? Where people have like...
I'm going to Google this right now. I'll show you some tentacles.
The accused, doesn't Jodie Foster get raped on a pinball machine?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if this is
not
true, but
not in that element. No, I was also, thinking of like...
In South Park, don't they rape... George Lucas.
Raped George Lucas
on a pinball on a Star Wars pinball machine. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, Demented Warlock. He says, speaking of his pinball cabinets, do you call them pinball cabinets? Is that what they're called? Machines.
Sure.
Yeah,
I think they're machines.
He says he has a NASCAR 2006, Doctor Dude 1990, Black Hole 1981 from the Disney movie, and Fireball 1979.
Nice.
He has a lot of man. That's cool. Sweet.
My favorite one of all time was Jurassic Park. I played that to the point where you can get the game to melt down and the screen starts disintegrating. Huh. And it sends every ball that it has in its reservoir out. So there's like 12 balls and everything's going haywire. But that takes you about an hour and a half to get to.
Yeah.
Of like solid play and doing all the missions.
Damn.
Yeah.
I love pinball and I can say I'm really not that bad at it.
It's
the
fun.
The laundromat that I went to growing up had a mini arcade in it. So I wouldn't even be doing laundry, but I go over to the mini arcade. I play pinball. I played Streets of Rage there. I played that one. What's that one pizza looking boy? The pizza boy.
No
There's
idea.
A pizza game.
He looked like a retarded Knuckles, and it was a pizza game. If you guys can
look
pull
it
up,
Bobby, because
if you guys can look up this retro title,
we're 1 for 9 on G lookups.
What's the most obscure place?
No, he wasn't a pizza boy. He was actually like a
Noid?
Pizza mascot.
The Noid?
The Noid?
Yeah.
Was he red?
He was like a rabbit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a red rabbit? Yeah, he was like Domino's.
Domino's, yeah.
I think he was Domino's or some pizza guy.
Like totally retarded looking Knuckles, right?
Thanks, Curd.
Yeah, thank you.
I used to play that.
Oh, yes, it had. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only for Nintendo.
I played a lot of the Noid.
Avoid the Noid. That was like
do you guys know what
that means? You got a 4.9 out of 5 on eBay.
It was like the hunger. Like the Noid was like your hunger animal.
No, I think you're annoyed because your pizza wasn't delivered on time.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was
really?
In conjunction with their 30 minute or less.
Oh, thing. I get that.
I think.
Yeah, I always thought the Noid was like the hunger monster.
You might be right.
But it might be the same thing, huh?
There was a lot of games that came out that were like advertisements for fast food or so like Pepsi Man, Cool Spot, Yo Noid, like just advertising these like fast food chains or some sort of product.
They had the money, right?
Yeah,
and it didn't cost that much.
We didn't really think anything of it. We didn't even think
it's just a game.
Yeah,
it's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Pepsi Man is actually a famous speed run that they almost always do on every single GDQ.
It's such a terrible game. Hey, Bobby, can you turn my mic down? Because I can hear myself like maxing out because I'm drunk and talking louder.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's real loud. That's why I had the mics down to begin with.
I told Chi.
I didn't say turn up our mics. I said turn up my headphones. I can't hear myself. Yeah.
She's like a rapper. She's up here and she's like,
I can
say, Bobby, can you turn me up?
Everybody always wants to be turned up. And then we get into the podcast and it's super loud. And then everyone's
I was
like,
expecting to get this drunk this early.
Yeah.
Well, my problem is if I hear really loud things through my headphones, and this is something that I suffer from when I stream, when I listen to music or in-game noise, I turn it all the way up.
You're speaking really softly right now.
I know, but I'm speaking into the mic, so you guys should be able to hear me.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I overcompensate for what I hear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're in a loud venue or anything, you're shouting. Yeah. So it's a shouting match with my microphone. So it's really confusing.
I'm a little upset that Mini came in here fucking super professional with his own laptop. Mm-hmm. He's typing away. He's got a tie on.
Yeah.
And it's his last day. He's like,
save the best for last.
The last day we get to see what his full potential is.
Yeah.
This is
my final form.
He fucking slacked off for a whole year.
Yeah, didn't do shit.
This is what you're missing,
guys. I just came
in
here, jacked off a little bit, and then talked about games I don't play.
What's next, Bobby? Oh, anyway, it's a game about pinball.
What are we talking about again? What game?
Demon's Till.
Is that what
we... It's like a 16-bit.
This is going to be a four-hour podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. How much is this game? Let's see. Early access. Not even out yet. Can't even buy it.
Available January 22nd. That's all the information we have.
It kind of looks like a shmup.
Now that we can, it does.
There's a lot of explosions.
Now that we're actually talking about the game itself, it's very cyberpunk looking. It's like it kind of actually reminds me of Metroid. Is it a shmup? No.
It looks like a shmup.
No. But it looks like a bullet hell, right? Yeah. With all those mm-hmm. bullets right now.
I doubt you have to dodge those.
God, I hope not. That'd be impossible.
Yeah, it'd be impossible.
Would you rather this or Peggle? That's my question.
Oh, yeah. You never reviewed Peggle. Did you play it the 2 hours?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Well, because, I mean, we're in on the radar, so when the highlights, just put that in there, and we'll talk about that shitty-ass game.
All right, next up, I'm hurt.
What Remains of Edith Finch? So this is going to be free on the Epic launcher.
This is a walking sim, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me go out on a limb here and say, if you don't do this, you're dumb.
Because
it's such a good game, it's free.
It's one of the more popular walking sims.
Did you play it?
Yeah, it's
2 hours long.
It's 2 hours of walking into the shoreline.
What?
Am I thinking of a different game?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is a treehouse.
2 hours of walking into a treehouse.
It's amazing. It's a fucking fantastic. It's better than Gone Home for sure. Might be better. It's better than Firewatch too, I think.
Okay.
It's great. It's fucking great. Really, really good. And it's free. Go fuck yourself if you don't do this, really.
Oh, wait. It's free?
Free on the Epic launcher. Yeah.
Yeah. For the week coming up, I believe.
Yeah. All right. Next up is an audiobook that I just got. I've been meaning to read this for a while or listen to it, however you want to say. This is called Assassination Generation. And of course, because it's about video games, it's got to have a huge subtitle. And that is Video Games, Aggression, and the Psychology of Killing.
That's interesting.
This Assassination is by a guy, Generation, Video Games, Aggression, and the Psychology of Killing.
Yeah. So this is by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Yeah, okay. So this guy's famous
Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman.
So this guy is, he's like Jack Thompson. He's kind of famous for being very anti-video game and speaking out against violence in video games and the effects that has on people. And back when Trump had that meeting about like violent video games, you guys remember that?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he was there, and he was one of the people that attended. I don't know if he spoke, but I don't know. I've been meaning to read this just to hear this guy's thoughts on it. Like,
is he the narrator?
I don't think his voice? Narrates. Okay. No, I don't think so. It tells you who narrates it, or at least it did when I bought it on Audible, and it was someone else. But I don't know. I am always willing to hear the other side of the story. So I'm interested to hear what he has to say. And I'm not someone who's just like, absolutely not. Video games never influence. I mean,
there's got to be something there.
There's some degree of it, you know, but I don't know. We'll see how that turns out. So look forward to that. I don't know how far I'm going to get to that in a week.
Chi?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my big brother fought me just because he threw one too many fireballs in a video game.
Yeah, he got fired up. You know, true though.
Did you guys ever have a friend that like he got like too angry at video games
and would hit you?
The controller.
Yeah,
throwers.
Yeah, no, yeah. Who? He would, yeah. I had a friend who would actually punch me in the arm when he lost.
Yeah,
like just people that like. I think some people are more naturally inclined to be violent.
Oh, of course.
I mean, if Daddy beats you with a broom. It's not because he played one too many video games.
You're okay, Chi?
No, just kidding.
That thing's okay.
Calm down. I grew up in an Asian household, so.
So it was the sandal.
No. Yeah.
The walk?
My daddy was actually, walk. I was actually, dong. I got the lighter.
Where's Trumbull?
I was raised as the baby of the family, so I was practically a princess. I got it very easy.
I'm in the same.
But my big sister, my big brother, oh boy, different stories in terms of how my parents raised us.
This is
I honestly don't think, I could not, I would read this book and probably shit on it afterwards.
Yeah. Bobby, I feel like you're going to scoff a lot during it, especially from like somebody coming from a military background. I feel like a lot of his, personal background might skew his, he's seen a lot of
violence. This guy is old. He's a lieutenant colonel. So he's old, dude.
By the way, lieutenant and colonel are two words that you can read 1,000 times until you match the word that you've read to the word, like they don't look anything like.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Well, lieutenant is like lieutenant,
yeah,
and colonel is colonel.
Colonel, yeah,
yeah.
Because I, in my head, I had colonel and lieutenant, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, like somebody said, like, lieutenant. Oh, that's his colonel. And I was like, oh, in my head.
Well, if you go to the British, lieutenant is lieutenant. Oh, but it's spelled lieutenant.
Yep. Can we Google lieutenant?
Oh, no, I don't think that's
yep. Really good. Yep, it's on it.
Time to tentacle. T minus. Lude. Give some tequila, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it's all yours, bud. Lude.
Tequila has different effects on everyone, I suppose. All right.
A lot of people say it affects them differently. Everybody says
images.
Can we there stop? Can we put it away?
There's your images for a lieutenant.
It's all hentai.
It is. There's a titty dick dragon.
Keep it going, Bobby. Keep it going. Okay. Don't listen to us. Just keep it going.
Next up is This is not Thornbreaker. This is Thronebreaker. We had it all wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
We did.
Talking about getting words wrong. Yeah. Okay. Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales. So this is interesting. This is a single player card game.
Yeah. It's a story driven card game.
Yeah. So a lot of, if you watch a lot of promotional material for it, we got audio. If you watch a lot of the promotional material for it, I mean, there's a lot of, it looks like a completely different game than what it actually is.
It looks like a Telltale series. That's what I would have originally assumed from looking at that.
It's got an isometric view.
Oh, that's true.
Some sort of perk system there, but it is like essentially a card game and a lot of this stuff is built around it.
Yeah, I believe that you travel through the world on that isometric thing, and then when combat is Gwent, that's the card game.
It's Gwent. I'm pretty sure it's Gwent. I was interested before you threw the word Gwent in there.
I could not get into Gwent.
Will it actually teach me Gwent? Because no matter how much
I would hope so.
I try to comprehend what's happening on the screen.
And I've played thousands of hours.
Oh my God.
Tens of thousands of hours of card games, and I couldn't get Gwent.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So this is only available on GOG.com because it is. It's made by CD Projekt Red. You know, it's one of their very few games. I mean, they just make The Witcher, right? And Witcher-related games.
So Lab Monkey's loving it, but then Rubbernuts is hating it. And they're both... Well, Rubbernuts is he's a very good card player, so he knows what he's doing. Yeah. I know either. And then I played him.
You don't really catch him as a thinking man.
No. And then fucking trounced me, dude, like easily on Elder Scrolls, which I was deep into.
I think if you go into this game expecting
like Magic the Gathering or even Hearthstone or what's the Dota one, Artifact. Like, I think if you go into this game expecting that, you're going to be disappointed because there's probably a lot more going on than just the card game. Like, the card game is probably just what you do to act out the battles. I think there's a lot
more the combat.
To it.
There's a lot more to it. And Lab Monkey's a huge fan of of Witcher. So I think he's getting more Witcher, and that's it doesn't matter which way he gets that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Which way?
So this is 29
laugh at your jokes you now there.
What?
Who's going to laugh at your jokes when I'm gone?
And nobody.
Dude.
Did you listen to those?
We'll have to can some mini laughs.
Yeah.
Can have it on the soundboard over here. That was a good one.
So, yeah, it's not hard.
Keep them coming.
It does a lot of that.
Let's take a break. Okay.
So $30 seems like a lot, but this game, Emilio, you noticed when we were looking at the page, 6.2 gigs. Like, this is a lot of game here.
I'm guessing it's a lot of the voice acting, and there's a lot of video.
They are known for voice acting.
Yeah.
Who is this made by? Oh, by CD Projekt Red.
Yeah. And more on that later.
Is this their only game other than The Witcher?
Well, The Witcher is technically their only game, but then they make, like, Gwent and anything Witcher related.
So this is the only non-Witcher game?
Technically, but it is a Witcher
game.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Move it on.
Last one is Assassin's Creed Origins.
Bobby bought it for me for Christmas. I asked for it because the whole thing with the...
How's this an on-the-radar thing?
What's the last?
Because he hasn't played it yet.
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, okay. I see.
But I am I'm balls deep into something else right now, but after that, I'll probably I'll get into it. But I'm glad to have this. This for $19.95?
Yeah, $20 is a great price. This is probably the most popular Assassin's Creed game since Black Flag.
And I reviewed it, but I gave it a shitty review because I bought it and then I returned it. But that wasn't the game's fault. It was my rig's fault. That was before I upgraded. That's the game that made me go like, okay, I need to definitely.
What did you have before? You have 1080 Ti currently.
Yeah, I had a 970 long time.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 series. And it wasn't that. It was because a lot of my computers have been Bobby hand-me-downs. So by the time I get them, they have already been through the ringer, you know?
Yeah.
And so my processor was old. It was like old. And my hard drive was old. And so, you know, I upgraded everything pretty much. Right, Bobby? Pretty much everything, I think.
Yeah, I think you must have played this game back when you were having some really bad stuttering issues.
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
And so I was like, this is unplayable.
Yeah.
And I gave it a bad review, but I had to look internally. The man in the mirror, if you will.
The problem was you.
So anyway, yeah, I will be playing it this year probably.
Cool. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. So Emilio and I finished A Way Out. We were about halfway through that game. I think we were about right. So we played the latter half and things really changed.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was a better game the second half.
Yeah. Breaking out of prison is just the start of that game. There's a lot more to it. There's a lot of epic set pieces, like very action movie at parts, but then also this like serious melodrama. And then there's some twists and turns. There's a lot to that game. I really enjoyed it.
Plenty of opportunities to stab your new friend in the back.
Some friends became enemies.
And I'm not bitter at all.
It's hard to talk about this game without spoiling it.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't played the game, but it is very similar to Joseph. I don't know how to pronounce his
first name. Can you spoil it since I'm never going to get a chance to play this? Emilio?
there might be someone else.
Chi can invite you to a
free game. Yeah, you and Chi can play it.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're telling me I should play a game with
Chi? Oh, Way Out.
Only one person.
No. Chi
is going
to
be like 10 miles down the road. Yeah. She's going to be out of the prison, and I'm going to be like trying to dig my way with a spoon
while
she's gone.
No, I'm going to be in the showers.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Kicking around soap.
Oops, I dropped the powder soap. This is going to take me a while to pick all this up.
She dumps a case of soap.
I'm gonna be stuck in the intro cinematic because I know there's like seven naked men lined up.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
When you're incarcerated, you always got to strip down and
yeah. You guys can totally play together. Anyway, I fucking two thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. I thought the first half was pretty good, and then it got better. What game gets better in the last half? Not many.
I don't know. I think a lot of them do. Mm-hmm.
But
I
think so?
Yeah. It almost seemed like the tone changed a little bit. And then the ending really threw me, which I liked. I really liked how they did the ending, not just story-wise, but also mechanically. And I don't want to spoil anything, but I will say in Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, if you played that one, you know. That game I will spoil. That game, you're controlling each brother with one analog stick. You can only play with a controller. And then when you get the end, one of the brothers dies, and you can only control one of them with one analog stick. So you're actually feeling that loss, like physically, the way you control the game. And they kind of do something a little similar in this game. Like there's changes that happen.
What game is that again?
Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. Very, very popular game back in,
5 years ago.
Yeah, it was one of Joseph Ferris's first games. I
must have missed it.
It's a small indie title.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Was not a big game. It's like a 4-hour game, single player only, have to use a controller. Definitely recommend it.
I can't wait to start using controllers again. I think I don't own any current generation console games. And I think the last game I played with a controller was Divinity, and what's stopping me is having my Divinity team together. And then before that, I played Cuphead, and I should have quit before I started.
I love Cuphead so
even
much.
Even though I did well.
To be honest,
I did well with Cuphead.
Yeah.
I mean, I went through the momentum of everybody
else.
Not
the stream I watched.
Raged. Was I drinking?
You were drinking that night.
I have a tendency to drink when I stream. Yes.
I remember watching you play. I remember the slot machine brothers.
What?
Like the frog brothers.
That's very early in the game.
Yeah, and she rage quit on the frog brothers.
Oh man,
even I made it.
Oh, the boxer brothers.
Yeah.
That game.
Oof. All right, let's keep going.
All right, what else we got here? Deep Rock Galactic. So I've been playing a lot of this game.
We
talked about it last week that it was our game of the year, and I've been playing constantly. So I really felt like we didn't do it justice. We said it's our game of the year, and then we struggled. We've talked about it. Yeah, we've talked about a lot of it. And I think last episode specifically, because we were like, yeah, it's a game of the year. You know, it's a great game. And like, we just struggled to find the words. And I think it's because we've been talking about it so much.
Yeah. Months.
Yeah, that was the whole point I was trying to get to. But, you know.
Yeah, if you're new to the podcast, it's an amazing game. Go get it and play with us.
But I've had some new experience with it recently, which, you know, they made a lot of changes to it. So I've been kind of rediscovering the game. I really like being able to play my favorite character, the Scout, or my favorite class, the Scout, and be able to make progress on that character. Because originally, like back when I was playing it months ago, it was just like I'd max that character out. So you kind of feel like you're wasting your time. But now it's great to be actually playing the character and making progress with it in the talent trees, the perks and all that. But I played it single player for the first time, and that is a completely different experience. First of all, there actually is a single player mode, I would say. You could do it before, but it just felt like you were playing the game the wrong way. So you know, it's like if you're playing Killing Floor 2.
I've never played single player. What is the difference?
You have Bosco, the robot.
You have a little robot that helps you out.
What does he do?
He digs.
He does anything.
Yeah. He can mine?
Because you choose a class.
He's a boss. Cool. Yeah.
So he kind of fills in the gaps, because this is a co-op game. You're supposed to have one person filling each role, and you kind of help each other out. So Bosco kind of does everybody's job, but not as well. So you could tell him to go mine something up there. You could have him shoot robots. You could he's like a little sentry turret. He can provide light in areas.
Doesn't that make him a bitch co then?
Sure. They're getting worse. Yeah.
Diminishing returns on this joke.
I'm so sorry.
But diminishing returns.
Go ahead. But what's so different about playing this game single player, I mean, other than the robot being there and helping you out with stuff, so I mean, you can actually play it single player and feel like you're playing a real game now, but it's just a completely different feeling of the game. You feel totally isolated. You're in this giant cavern. You notice the echoes. You notice every little sound because you know nobody else is making them.
Right.
So it feels like a different game. It's kind of nice. I still prefer the multiplayer and the co-op mode, but it's weird to play it like that. It feels like a different game. And I think, like, if I could sum up what I failed to do last week and sum up this game and why we think it's so great, this game feels a very specific, it strikes a balance that not a lot of games can do, of leisure and challenge. Like, the only other game that I can think of that does this as well is World of Warcraft, because that game I can go in and it can be as hard as I want it to, or it can be as easy as I want it to. And
not just that, but even within a casual game, you might have a few minutes of like real intense.
Yeah, it gets challenging at points. Like, there are parts where the challenge spikes up, and you can obviously choose your difficulty level, you know, your hazard level. So if you set it up to 4, you get more rewards, but it's going to be a lot harder. So you can choose that. But yeah, the game, it almost feels like, because there's a lot of games out there that are very leisurely. Stardew Valley is a good example of that, where it's just like you're literally gardening. You're raising crops and you're just kind of relaxing, and it's not challenging in any way, and it's just kind of peaceful almost. And then there's some games that are just super competitive, like MOBAs or, you know, shooters. And this one just kind of finds like a blend between the two, not just like a balance, but a blend. Like, it mixes those two together in a really spectacular way. That's why
job,
I like it so much.
You really, you nailed it. That's what it
Emilio.
Is.
He is so goddamn eloquent.
Yeah, he's good at words.
Jesus Christ, he makes me feel like a fucking toddler.
I know. This is where I'm at, dude. Years of this. Could you imagine? And somehow.
Just fuck Bobby. Making me look like an idiot.
The last time that we played, Bobby, me being always the optimist, cocky guy, I'm like, oh, we got this, guys. It's in the bag. We
had whenever someone says that, I'm like, dude, you just jinxed us. Yeah. We're all gonna die now.
We had like 30 seconds to go, and it all went to shit. Like, one fucking, no, or maybe
are
it
you
was
talking
two.
About that mission that we failed?
Yeah,
at two, the very end.
Two boomers took out three guys at the very end, and we never really
dude,
recovered.
Boomers can just sneak up on you.
Yeah.
You just hear the even hissing though, sound, you're like, fuck.
Even though they're bright red, even though they have to crawl, and even though they go krrrk, well, somehow
there's just so much other shit going on. You don't hit the.
We were doing a level where you had to stay in a certain area, like a very small area, to channel something, and then it would channel fully, and then you could leave. So we were all trying to stay in a small area, and we had put resupplies around us, kind of blocking our path. So like one boomer just one shot. It did not work.
Oh, you did not have line of sight.
Yeah, like one or two boomers just one shot three of us in one go, because we all tried to escape and we ran into a place where we couldn't get out, and then it just destroyed us. Yeah, that sucked. Because
and then we reassessed
resources I needed.
Bobby had some new strategy, and he's like, you know, some of us just stay outside of the bubble, even though it'll be slower, it'll pay off because we won't lose the whole team.
Yeah,
and then we back in, and these, I mean, we've each put tens of hours into this game, and then like we're still learning.
The word he's looking for is dozens. Dozens of hours.
Sure, that'll work.
Were you looking for under 100? Dozens. Dozens works.
Okay.
I think I've got about 45 or 50 hours.
Such awkward.
I'm getting up
such
there.
Awkward. No, I'm fucking it up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but I had two really interesting experiences with this. So first of all, playing by myself, like I said, completely different experience.
Good
like,
or bad?
I mean, good, but I still like the co-op better.
Right.
Kind of scary in a way because your resources are way more limited. Like I'm throwing a light out and I'm like, okay, that's lit for a certain amount of time. You don't have four people just throwing lights everywhere.
Yeah.
So a lot less lighting. So I see something crawling on the wall and I'm like, oh, great, a bug. All right, I'll kill it. And then I throw a light up there and it's gone. I don't see it. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did it go? All right. I'm looking around.
When you say throwing a light, are you talking about the scout light?
Yeah, the scout. I shoot the light up on the ceiling and the thing's just disappeared. So I go back to mining and then I turn around to go deposit it and I go right over the crest of this and the bug jumps like literally right in front of my face, just jumps out from the other side of this little hill that I'm climbing over and scared the hell out of me. And that wouldn't have happened in a multiplayer game. Someone else would have shot it. People would have been talking. Like there wouldn't have just been that quietness and that solitude that would have allowed me to be surprised and scared by that one random bug that's just is stalking me and messing with me.
In the first few games that I played multiplayer, I was still scared. Like if I went off on my own a little bit, I'd be like, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
No, now I have the confidence. I just got okay. Hey guys, I'll be back.
Have you guys ever played a game like purposely not using the grenade lights, the lights at all? Just using.
Why would you?
I never
just for a challenge.
Yeah, a lot of people did that, and I think that's because the game previously, like you got to a point where you maxed everything out, so you had to create your own rules for the game, and a lot of people were playing like things like that. But no, I never did any of that.
But Bobby, you were saying that. You still have Bosco, and he can light stuff up. Mm-hmm. If you hit control...
Yeah, I probably had him doing something else. He was probably mining something. And you really get used to using Bosco. Like, if you control left-click, he goes and mines or shines a light on something. If you control right-click, he shoots his rockets. Like, I got really used to using him as kind of like a third hand. The other story is very quick, because it is the quickest mission I've ever had. It lasted maybe 5 seconds, and it was Clown Lotion and I playing. And
just you two?
Yeah, just us two. We step outside of the drop pod, and immediately two cave leeches just snatch both of us at the same time. Cave leeches are like the thing from Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Where they stick on the ceiling and they come down with a tongue and they grab you and pull you up and you can't move, or like the smoker from Left 4 Dead. So we were incapacitated. No.
Oh, man, you should have clipped it.
Yeah, but literally a mission lasted 5 seconds. That's never happened before.
Yeah, speaking of clipping, this one time I played CS and I killed two guys with one mag seven.
Uh-huh.
One bullet. Yeah. One blast. One burst. And one shotgun. And and apparently he had clipped it 40 times over.
So you had just a bunch of
40
of the same clip.
Of the same damn clip. I don't know how that happened, but it is congesting my clip.
That fucking happened on Steam to me last night. You know when it tells you what game somebody starts?
Yeah.
I was getting nonstop spam of the same person. It's happened to me before. So I unfriended that person because I was like,
oh, you gotta turn that off, man. I don't have that. But I don't even know.
It's not an issue. And I kind of like it. Like, if I see somebody playing something.
But there'll be times where, like...
You have a skewed perspective of that.
I don't have 2,000 friends anymore.
How many friends do you have now?
I don't know, like 70. Like, I've trimmed it down to just...
How did you do that?
I just deleted everybody that I didn't know.
Did you really right-click delete 1,700 times?
No, you can check a box. It took a while. This is, like, over the course of maybe a week. I went through it. But... I don't have that up just because I know there's times where I'm trying to get a game to run. Like maybe it's an old game and it keeps crashing on me, or like I need to adjust something. So I know that the game's constantly popping up saying, you know, Bobby's playing this again. So I know that like if people left that on, it's got to be annoying. But yeah, sometimes people are just having trouble.
But I think it was my end because I unfriended that one person and it happened later with somebody else. Oh, shit. I had my tongue all
Amelia
down.
Amelia was drinking Minnie's drink. That's awesome. Yeah.
And I was like, go on. I was
just tongue punching my.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hit to Sam on the rim of that cup.
I want to experience what that tastes like.
We got some people talking. It's terrible.
All right, let's go. What are you talking about, Bobby?
in chat, Kurt the Ape's mentioning that there's a perk that reduces explosion damage by 50%. There's some really good perks that I don't think people are taking advantage of. That's one of them. That's a great one because those exploders are a problem. There's also a perk that gives you a spidey sense tingling whenever a cave leech is about to grab you. And there's nothing more embarrassing, especially for me being a scout, than getting grabbed by a cave leech because I'm the one supposed to be lighting the roofs and giving vision to everyone. So I can't, but that perk is like way up there. Like it's on like tier 4 or 5, I think, but I definitely want to get that one. And also what, Warconius is asking about the escape cheat. So you used to be able to just wall off like an area, create a hole, and then the drop pod would land right where you were at. I don't think that works anymore.
How would you wall it off?
Platforms from the NG.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
So I don't think that works anymore because nobody does it anymore. Usually it's just standard. The driller works his way out.
It's not about gaming the system. Not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather just play it.
Yeah, it's easy enough just to have your driller drill a staircase out.
We've completely lost our co-host.
Yeah, I don't know what she's...
Let's just keep going. We don't need that.
I will say one thing. A small complaint about the game. I've noticed a lot more connectivity issues. I've had a lot of trouble getting groups together.
Yeah. There is that.
I've had to disband the team. I've had to remake it, check off private game, like get it off of that so people can come in. People will spawn at the top of the rocket and be stuck there. Like, never had those issues before, but that seems to be happening a lot. But I'm sure they'll work through that. The game's still in beta. It's still like a fantastic game, just a minor inconvenience at the moment.
That's the downside of constant updates. You're going to have constant new bugs.
You're going to break things that were working before.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I've been playing the hell out of The Witcher 3. Everybody knows it's one of the best games ever made, blah, blah, blah.
How many games of Gwent did you fit in?
Zero. Fuck Gwent.
Not even the first game?
No.
Not even the tutorial game?
Well, I tried it, yeah. My initial playthrough. So if you get a little history on my Witcher 3 history, when it came out and it was popular, I played about 44 hours of it. And then I ran into a game-breaking bug. And by the way, I didn't progress in the main story so very much because
so many
it's
side quests.
A world.
So many dandelions to pick. So many sheep to slaughter.
A million things you can do.
Can you fuck girls?
Yeah.
Do you fuck dudes? Yeah. Wait a second. In The Witcher 3, you're trying to find your ex-wife or your wife?
Your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no. You've never been married?
I don't think Yennefer's his wife.
And you're fucking girls?
Yeah, because he lost his memory, which is, by the way, I would go with.
What?
So a little bit of back, I don't even know where to start there. Okay, there's my backstory. 44 hours, game-breaking bug, stop playing. Tried to play it again, couldn't play it off somebody else's account because of some DLC. Finally bought it for myself and just been hesitant. Finally, I'm okay, tonight I'm going to play Witcher. Played Witcher, I was like, oh my God, I really like that. The next night. Can't wait to play Witcher. Next night, can't wait to play Witcher. Can't wait. And this is just building and building. And now I'm just fucking Witcher balls deep. Sorry, guys. You're probably going to be hearing about The Witcher for the next 2 podcasts at least.
I might have to restart this.
Don't do it at the same time I do. It'll be too much Witcher probably. It's really
I'm going to be distracted.
So I get back to my... I'm going to try to like... I don't know how to explain this. But I get back to my castle or whatever, where I hang out. And my... ex-girlfriend is there, but we're back together, and she threw my super nice bed out the window because she knows I've been fucking that other girl on that bed
in The Witcher.
And I'm like,
wow.
And I'm like, hey man, why'd you throw the bed away? And she's like, because it had red hair all over it. And
nice.
You've been fucking my good friend. She said fucking my good friend on it, so it had to go.
Did she pull out the knife?
And she's like, don't bring up the bed again. Like, and I was like, oh shit.
I would have pulled out a knife.
Bring that up again. So this whole scene happens because this is the first time the Witcher's coming back in the main storyline to his castle. And there's like three other Witchers. That's it. And they start drinking and they have a drinking night and they just fucking get drunk. Well, first he fucks Yennefer and there's a real sex scene, like from like an 80s movie sex scene. Like,
I mean, you bagged a redhead. Worth it.
No, this is Yennefer. She's way hotter. No, I think she's hotter.
Really? Man, I'm totally about Ciri. Ciri? No, Ciri's the blonde.
Yeah, Ciri's the white hair. It's S. It has two S's in it.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. And who, by the way, is nicer. But I just lean towards Yennefer because she's so much hotter. It sucks because she's such a cunt. She really
Marigold?
Is.
Triss,
yeah. Anyway, so... What was my point? Oh, okay. So there's a night of drinking in the game with me and my boys after I banged my girl for 3 hours, right? This happens in the game. So you go downstairs. She goes, don't stay up too late. We got a busy day tomorrow, fucking casting spells and shit. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So you go downstairs and you drink with your boys, dude. And it goes on for 25, maybe 30 minutes. You can wrap it up whenever you want.
Wow.
You could just be like, yeah, go to bed. I was like, no, I'm going to explore every single. And it gets fucking. At the end, somebody's like, somebody taught me this game called when you drink and you say, never have I ever.
Yeah.
So one of them, he's like, some wench girls taught me a game. First you drink, then you say something that you've never done, right? So the first one's like, I've never drank with a succubus. Or I've never slept with a succubus.
Okay.
And then the other two witches drink.
Yeah.
Like all meekly, right?
Yeah.
And then like one of the last ones, dude, I felt like I was sitting at a table with my boys. It was, but in a fantasy realm, right?
I never sucked a dick for $20.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of that. Anyway, it might have been the most entertaining as far as like comedy wise of any scene in the game. There's a lot of jokes.
Stop making me want to play this game.
Wait, when you get caught cheating.
I do not want to play this game.
Good, dude. It is so good. I can't believe how good it is. I was considering last night switching. This is my favorite game of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
I believe it. I sincerely believe it.
I think if you really like Skyrim, you're going to really like this. And I think that's why I didn't get into this, because I was playing it the wrong way. It's the exact same thing that I did with Skyrim. I kind of went into that game like, okay, let's go. What am I doing? What's happening? And it's like, ooh, lore and fantasy, and you go down this like path of talking back and forth and all this story. And I'm like, all right, get to the point. You know, I went about the game completely the wrong way. And I think The Witcher is like that too. You're just supposed to be present and just enjoy the experience. And not really worry about that.
So I'm going to have to play this game while I'm drinking. So like I'm distracted by what's going on, because maybe, when I'm like sober, I just want to get them.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to the end.
So I didn't want to beat a dead horse here. I wanted to maybe bring up some things maybe you haven't heard about it or haven't thought about it.
Well, I hope it is helping convince those who haven't
played
like The Witcher or played through The Witcher, like this girl,
yeah,
to really put some time aside and really play the game thoroughly through, which is awesome.
I'm going to be really quick on these things. One, the animations, you know, they're a little bit dated. People are a little bit moving, not naturally, but that's fine. It's a huge world, all this stuff going on. The faces of the peasants, their teeth are always fuck up. They look like they're suffering as peasants. And almost everybody you talk to is peasant. And you almost don't want to take their money for killing monsters, because you're like, and sometimes you can turn them down like, bro, you need it more than I buy a
10 silver. It's not going to help me.
Yeah. Out, and that really draws you in. Another thing, Bobby was talking about this, how the CD Projekt Red said, like, you don't put something for no reason. And every like significant quest, it's like, the voice acting's so good, and this peasant's like, it's because we just got a new sub. She's dancing around now. He's mimicking her. It draws you in. You're like, oh wow, I actually care about this guy's sister or whatever, because she cares about her, because the voice acting's so good, mm-hmm, the art is so good. And you get drawn in, and it almost kills everybody that you start caring about. Like, it makes you care about these people, and then they're dead or cursed forever or whatever. And so there's that, and I'll get more into it next week, because I got to keep this train rolling.
All right.
Well, Emilio made me a drink. It's tequila, lime, and salt. Yeah. But all the salt had drowned itself in.
Ugh.
It's in the bottom. It's there.
Yeah,
I can still see salt. So I've made it to the last
sodium enriched part.
Yeah, and it tastes disgusting. It's all just salt water right now. I'm generally a very salty girl, but this is excessive.
As you explain Steam 2050, I'll go get the hot sauce stuff.
I think I have a slight sodium intolerance, so just thinking about like something that's too salty is giving me a headache. Because if I eat something that's too salty, I actually get ill. You hurt me.
I thought dick and balls were salty.
They are, but they're not too sodium enriched. Like if I drink the cum, then that's a bit salty.
Oh my god, okay. Bobby, take it away. Take it away, Bobby, please.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Let's talk about
your last impressions of Minnie. Let them stick.
Emilio and I happened upon this website called steam250.com. So this is not related to, this is not by Valve at all. This is a third party doing this. This is games that are ranked by reviews.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is pretty awesome.
I would trust a platform like this.
So I guess this goes by Steam reviews. I don't know. I don't really take those into consideration too much, but still, it's a metric to go by. So they have the top 250 of all
time. This is a democratic site. We got to listen to...
And then they have...
The opinions of everyone.
Yeah, but you know, you have things like review bombing that are going to skew these as well.
Of course.
Okay, so you can go to the period of 2018. And the 2018 top reviewed game is RimWorld, surprisingly.
I don't even know what this game is. What is RimWorld?
We've talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, I don't doubt it,
but what is it is what I'm asking.
It's kind of hard to explain. What is this?
Oh, it's a 2D top-down kind of like... Go ahead.
Sci-fi colony sim-driven with intelligent AI storyteller. Very heavily inspired from Dwarf Fortress.
Okay.
Very in-depth. Like, all sorts of things can happen. So this is kind of like, what was that prison one? Prison Architect?
Yeah.
A little bit like that. You're building, it's a sim game. You're building a civilization on an alien planet. Your people do weird things depending on what they go through.
So how similar is this to Factorio? Because that was the same thing. Because you're building... things on alien planet.
I haven't even played Factorio, but okay. I've seen a lot of people play it, and I've heard a lot about it, and I think that's just, you know, building a machine that automates everything and over. This is more like, you know, this guy has these personality traits, and then he, like, gets attacked by a bear, so it sets him off this way, and that causes this lady to do that. Like, it's, you know, a lot of those types of behavioral things happening there. But so, yeah, 2018.
Honestly, I'm glad that this was brought up, because I've always seen... pictures of RimWorld. It's always come up as a suggested title for me. I have never really blinked twice at it because of the quality of the animations and whatnot. But based on this website and saying it's number one, and from what you were able to disclose about it, it seems like a really good base building slash
sim. It is a really good game, but I went into this game. Yeah, it's a good.
Would you consider it number one? Of 2018?
I mean, personally, no. See, I went into this, like, hearing all these great things, and just, it was so involved, it was a little much. It was just like, I didn't want to spend that much time getting into the game.
Okay.
But if you do try it out, just be aware that, like, there is a lot to
Well, let's
game.
Look at number two here, Mirror, which I've also seen on Front Page Steam. It is, come on, Kawaii Hentai. I'm not even sure what it is.
I'm going to correct you on that.
What is it?
Kawaii.
Kawaii?
Kawaii means scared. Kawaii really? Means
Kawaii.
Cute.
Kawaii.
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, just a little FYI.
By the way, I'm Asian, but not Japanese.
Yeah.
Kawaii.
Okay, so
Kawaii.
This is a game that combines match three elements and beauties. Oh, this is like a game where you strip the ladies by playing like Bejeweled.
Oh, Bejeweled's a great game. Let's be honest. And lady stripping is also a great game. So combined two and
my God.
Oh, that is some yep, titties. Anime titties.
Titties and Bejeweled, not bad.
What
here.
I'm really interested in though, Bobby, to the right, all the way to the right bar, that fourth one down, Deep Space Waifu.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that before.
Did we?
Oh, this is a long time ago. Chad played this
game. Oh, okay. Yeah. Chad.
Same exact thing, except it's like a shmup game.
Oh, okay.
But same thing. You accomplish your goals and then like parts of the lady, like you're shooting off parts of the lady's armor. And
nice.
So it's like interactive striptease, I suppose.
Sweet.
Yeah, so 2018, I'll just go down the list here. We got RimWorld, Mirror, Beat Saber, Celeste, Subnautica, Dead Cells, Return of the Obra Dinn. For the short amount of time this game has been out, it's made quite a mark.
That is impressive. It's only been out for like, what, since October, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, check this out. Number eight, Dusk.
Ooh, Bobby. Does that make you happy?
I suppose. I still got to beat this game. Who was it? Demented Warlock was posting that they about all the updates they have coming to this. Like, apparently a lot. They're going to be putting more into the multiplayer, adding some new Game Plus content. Like, they're doing quite a bit with this. But let's take a look at the all-time. So this is just this year. And some of these, I think, are just... See, I don't know. The Forest at number 12? I don't know about that. All right, let's take a look at, like...
Maybe it's not so much the game itself, but the experience that the game creates.
This is just
at
overall
least,
best
they,
these are going off of Steam reviews,
that's
though,
what
right?
I would think about The Forest.
Yeah, I mean, Steam reviews are so... You can't take it as a general metric, I think. Like,
yeah,
you can read them and, like, oh, that guy had an interesting point about that. But if you're like, well, according to the Steam reviews... Because... A game will run at 30 FPS and everybody will downvote it. because they're like, the Steam reviews are basically like a YouTube like and dislike. Like people hop on the bandwagon, but, and people are just like, oh, there's this one specific thing I don't like about this, so we're all going to downvote it. Or we're trying to make a statement, so we're going to all upvote this or downvote that. You know, it's like...
That I think Steam reviews and Metacritic are pretty, like, they're pretty...
Usually they're... Like not too far from each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Bobby, you're saying that review bombing is something you have to consider?
I mean, just one of the many things. Well, Steam reviews are just kind of a meme.
Yeah, his point was like people would jump on a bandwagon.
I usually go off of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I put a lot of trust into them, and I feel like I almost always come up aces.
I usually go with like Metacritic, which like Bobby was saying that Metacritic and Steam reviews are pretty similar. But... Yeah, I always go with them because like that's the experience I'm looking for, because they have like the same values, like as Bobby was saying, like 30 FPS. If it has 30 FPS locked, I'm not going to like that game. And Steam reviews and Metacritic aren't going to like that game.
Yeah, but then it gets fixed in a patch 1 month later, and then all those reviews are kind of negated.
Yeah, which is nice about the recent reviews versus... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys probably already spoken on all this.
We didn't actually about recent reviews.
Oh, yeah.
But Metacritic doesn't have a recent reviews option, does it?
Anyway... if you guys have ever seen Hot Ones, it's a internet sensation.
Okay,
where people you eat 10 spicier, even spicier wings for 10 questions. It's called Hot Ones. It's on YouTube. It's really great. Me and
probably my favorite YouTube channel.
Yeah, me too. Me and Minnie are hotheads. What are they? No,
Spice Lords.
Spice Lords. Just. Because we're fans of it.
Yeah.
So Sam bought me the starter pack or whatever, where you get the three that they make themselves. I've ordered their sauces before. They're actually really good.
They are very tasty.
They're very overpriced.
Yeah, but like $30 a bottle for a little. 20. For a little, 3 and a half ounce.
For a small, for 4 ounces, I think. Ounces maybe.
Three and a half, I think, is a standard.
$20.
Yeah.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
But it's good.
It was really good. I finished it in about a week.
Yeah.
And now I have the new ones, and I've been eating them. And I'm starting with the most mild one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. It's a Louisiana style hot sauce, and which means a lot of vinegar. That's how they do it down there.
Right.
And I'm just eating it up. And I'm not one for Louisiana hot sauces. It's just they know what they're doing over there. They respect, and you're overpaying. There's probably better stuff. Anyway, we're gonna do our own. We got the three. We're gonna start from your left, which is
the red.
Yeah, okay. It's called the classic.
Okay,
and it's not very.
That's kind of like a Tapatio, right?
No, this is the one that, yeah, it's vinegar based.
Yeah.
So this is the Louisiana style one.
Or maybe Cholula.
If you guys want to try it, it's the red one.
All right.
I don't know. I don't have any water. I'm not sure if I should partake in this.
We have tequila.
I'll get you water.
All right. What you're saying, the first one?
The first one's not hot at all, dude.
Okay. Which one is that?
The red one.
The red one
mm-hmm.
that she's putting her palm on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's itchy.
Yeah. So that's, it definitely tastes like, it's like a thicker Tapatio or Cholula, if you guys are familiar. If you're not, then I guess, what's that really common hot sauce?
Paste Picante.
Yeah, it actually does taste like paste, but it's just more liquid, doesn't have those big chunks of vegetables.
Pick up the pace.
It's very mild, really.
Yeah, compared to what we're going to get into. And Emilio just stepped out to get Bobby some water.
That's good. This is like the right kind of spicy for me.
It has a bit of, that Thai food we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Minnie has been helping me out around the house, rearranging furniture and all that good shit. No, totally. Like, we were just screwing around. But literally, Minnie has been helping me hang up things on my wall and
just some home improvement stuff.
Yeah, fixing things and then simultaneously breaking them at the same time. I don't get how that happens.
You know, this is the first time I've worked with a lot of these newfangled contraptions you want in your house.
Yeah.
So I'm a very general handyman. I got tools to get the job done.
No, it's true. Well, anyways, Minnie has been extremely helpful. It's kind of like his last hurrah. I haven't had a man around the house, and Minnie, before he leaves, was open and willing to help me out with a couple things. And
this is the first time you have affirmed me as a man.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And I appreciate that.
A mini man. Man of the mini. Anyways, so we went out for Thai food, and went my favorite Thai restaurant, it's actually Laotian in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So even though the forefront is Thai, it's a Laotian kitchen. And they always ask... how hot do you want it? 1 to 10. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Minnie goes full blown 10.
Yeah.
And on my meal, I said 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
My meal was actually not hot enough.
It wasn't at all.
I think I needed a 12 out of 10.
For real. That was not
maybe
spicy.
A 20 out of 10.
So your 10 wasn't that hot either?
No, got my, a 10 out of 10. My 10 was, it was just blazing. Slaying.
Did you regret it?
No, not at all. I loved it. Like, spice is my thing.
He was
thing.
Dripping out the nose.
But I was actually, that's something that I really enjoy about really spicy food. It is kind of cleansing.
Cleansing.
It's like your whole nasal cavity gets gets all that shit out. Yeah.
And, you want the snot to run down the back of your throat.
But I tried your curry.
Drip down the front of my nose.
I tried your curry, and this is the problem with Thai food. It was too sweet for me.
It was pretty sweet. Sweeter than really I sweet. Generally enjoy.
I'll give you guys a recommendation after. Well, it doesn't matter to you anymore.
What, Kun Thai?
No, Taste of Himalaya is
really
fucking ridiculous.
Oh,
ridiculous.
I'll have to check it out.
There was this Thai restaurant on Adams Avenue that was Tam's Thai restaurant. And there's this old lady, like 70, 80 years old. Her name was Mama Tam. And she knew me. Oh. She was like, every time you'd like, oh, you're so skinny, you need more food. And she would just like,
that's
give
my
me
sister
like,
name, Tam.
I remember that place.
Yeah,
it was
really?
In.
I remember Mama Tam.
I've been there. Yeah.
That place is amazing. That was like some of the best.
Oh, white boy.
I had a friend who lived
there. White boy, come here, too skinny. Let me feed you.
Yeah, exactly. Mama Tam. She was an awesome lady. Unfortunately, she moved back to
Forget
Thailand.
Forget Mama Tam.
So that Tam. Place is closed down. That place closed down like 2 years ago.
Hello, Mama Chi.
Wow. We just killed a bottle of tequila.
Is that it?
Almost. There's like 2 more shots in there.
Oh, man. Okay.
Little funny story about last week. So last week at some point, I was pretending to do Game of Thrones in Spanish, and I said, me gusta coger mi hermana, which means I like to fuck my sister, right? Which in the context, Game of Thrones in Spanish.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Which in context makes sense. So I'm listening to the podcast, and I have a Home Depot worker helping me that day. And I'm listening to the podcast, and I forgot that this comes up. And I don't know if he's put it together that I'm listening to myself talk, but obviously I sound like myself.
Right? Yeah.
So he has no idea what the podcast is about, anything. And at this point, he goes, me gusto el coger a mi hermana. And he's like, he looks at me like, I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't know, man. They're crazy, bro. These are some crazy people, you know, like in Spanish. It was weird.
That was really weird. Wow. Okay.
All right. Let's go for number two.
Right,
number two is the not the chunky looking one.
So, it's a very saucy kind of tapatio. It looks like tapatio, just
tapatio
green.
Tapatio is red, stupid.
But it's green.
It's delicious.
It's like consistency. Shut up.
It's got really good flavor to it, but no spice at all.
No, it does have some spice.
This is the medium one. Gee.
No, I just lick my cheese. There's no spice.
I lick my cheese, too.
There's no spice to this.
No, there definitely is.
It's very runny. I spilled I filled the whole plate of one of them. I forgot it was running. It's tomato. It's like a green salsa from Mexican
salsa
places.
Verde.
What kind of cheese are we eating here? Monterey?
Monterey.
Okay.
Okay. And lastly, guys.
The last dab.
Yeah, it's fucking hot as shit. Guys.
Is it really?
I mean, we're going to go up 30 times. 40 times.
Do you know the Scoville on the middle?
Some off of his.
The middle one? Do we know the Scoville rating?
Advisable.
Do we know the Scoville rating on the medium one?
I don't know. Let's go.
Because this
cheers,
is,
everybody.
I think, 2 million.
Oh, cheers. Spicy Scoville. Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
A little lemony.
It'll hit you in about...
like, a second. It'll hit you in about a second. Okay. Okay.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Mm-hmm. It's like mustard-based.
Yeah?
I like the kick to this one.
It's definitely like encompassing my entire tongue.
I think I like the first one best.
I think the third one just went leagues above the first and second. First and second had nothing. The third one, actually, you can feel. I truly believe when it comes to spice, it's not a flavor, it's a pain. And I feel like on a pain scale from 1 to 10, this one's a healthy 7.5.
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe because we're drunk, too.
Yeah,
Bobby, probably. How are you doing?
It's not too bad.
Do you think if you lick my tongue, we'll be... no?
All right.
Okay.
That's never going to happen.
Okay. I mean, I had to try last time here.
It does have a lingering spice, though. What I appreciate about this is that even after you've swallowed...
Yeah.
It's tasty.
You could still feel... It, the pain lingers.
You want to lick my tongue, Chi?
No, Minnie.
But also,
calm down.
It's tasty, too. Like, it has good flavor.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. That's the thing about all the hot one sauces.
Yeah.
Is they're all like they have a bold flavor. It's not just hot for the sake of being hot.
This one's angry. I think I had the most. I gave myself the most.
Well, this one made me take my sweater off.
Yeah, you guys can pass me that plate.
No, okay. Way around. Okay. Thank you for sharing, Emilio. That was actually a really fun experience. I think out of anyone. Minnie is literally licking the plate right now.
Yeah.
You'll be okay, dude.
Yep, good.
Wow, Chi and Bobby doing better than I did. But I had a glob.
Well, you have to understand, I'm quarter Thai.
Yeah.
And also half Laotian Thai.
Hey, guys, that was a bad idea.
And we eat peppers raw.
Yep, licking that plate was a terrible idea.
Oh, my God, Minnie.
All right, let's move on.
Quick, somebody find him an asshole.
Yeah, and then deposit this.
He needs to douse the spice.
Bobby, let's go.
All right. I'm sorry.
I said 4-hour podcast. I wasn't playing. This is my goal tonight.
We're actually doing good on time here.
All right.
Let's talk a little news.
Wait. Did we get to highlights? Oh, wait.
You got to talk about Peggle.
Sure. Didn't I have? Oh, yeah. Peggle, right. Yeah. Thanks, G.
Of course.
The game sucks. Moving on.
Dude, you're crazy. How long did you...
Emilio, you're sweating. Emilio, you're sweating. Are you crack or are you sweating?
It got me right in the face.
What happened? Were you?
I had a big glob. I gave myself a big glob. I wanted to. Okay. I wanted this. It plays well for the camera.
Yeah.
I'm getting shinier by the second.
Yeah.
give me a minute.
So no on Peggle. I guess that game's not for everyone.
No, dude. It's, how much time did you put in?
So I played the mobile version for about 2 hours, and then I was like, okay, maybe that game is just terrible. Then I played the Steam version, which is, gee, the one you recommended, like the Steam like Half-Life version.
No, you don't want that one either.
Really? Because I played two versions, and they're both crap.
Yeah, you want Peggle Deluxe. That's where the
really because how much is the game going to change? It's the same premise.
Did you get to the point where you realize that it was skill, not luck?
There is no skill in this fucking game.
Why is it the same? Tournament Masters every year.
I don't know. People play fucking Tetris, and it's just it's the same concept, just different.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, all right, you don't want me to review this game. You want me to shit all over your favorite game because this game sucks. You don't want me to talk.
You're
gonna
shit all over my seat after licking that plate.
Your seat?
Seat?
Seat? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes,
it's gonna come out of your butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. First up in news. Now, this is not official news. I actually found this on Reddit.
Everybody's taking deep breaths.
Yeah.
Well, the spice, it's really not that bad. What's bothering me is the saltiness of my tequila right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little too much salt.
Anyway. So this was on Reddit. This is on the Darkest Dungeon Reddit. It says, apparently the narrator of Darkest Dungeon has been doing audiobooks for H.P. Lovecraft's books. Now, somebody in the comments said that he did this before he did Darkest Dungeon, and that's how they found him. But if you go on YouTube, this guy's name is Wayne June.
He's fucking great, by the way.
He's fantastic. He adds so much to the game. I mean, so much of that game comes together to make an awesome game. Like, every part of it is great. But the narration is one of those things. So this guy has a YouTube channel, Wayne June, where he reads H.P. Lovecraft's books.
Well, he's younger than I thought he would look.
Is that actually him?
Let me see. I don't know.
He looks like Wyatt Earp.
I thought for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure he's reading some guy. Edgar Allan Poe. this can't be it. Oh, maybe it is.
Maybe not makes it, Greg, but it definitely is a huge part of it. He was saying that it makes a lot of it. Is it the hot sauce?
Yep.
Look in the camera when you're suffering.
I am.
It's going to get us some butt
bugs. It's hard to breathe right now.
I bet you anything, if I licked that plate, I'd have the opposite reaction.
I could prepare a plate for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just give me a spoonful.
Do you want a spoonful?
I would not, but I'm just saying, you guys are pussies.
These sound like terrible ideas. I'm
sorry. Let me get you a glob the size that I took, and we'll see.
A little bit goes a long way.
I mean, look at me and Bobby. Look at me. We're chilling.
Yeah, I'm fine, but I scraped a healthy amount off of mine.
I think I'm leaking. My nose is leaking for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just looking for a
paper towel. Make sure you use your nice clothes to wipe
it
clean.
You can't see like...
No.
No?
No.
Are you lying to me?
No.
Can we get a close up of Minnie right now? Let's get the Minnie close up button. It doesn't work anymore, Bobby?
No.
I can see that.
It's
glossy because it's coming out of my nose.
Wipe it on her shawl.
Oh, no. Hell no. Ew!
It was your other hand, dude.
Yeah.
Just keep it going, guys. We got a show to get through.
No, we don't. 4 hours or bust. This is my last show, man, and we're going to make it last.
Are you going to play some Mario?
We're going to hold them hostage. We're going to hold the listeners hostage.
Who's Mario?
We'll Mario? Play some audio.
Yeah. Audio. Mm. Audio.
So if you haven't read any Lovecraft, I recommend either Call of Cthulhu or Shadow Over Innsmouth. And he's got Shadow Over Innsmouth here at around 3 hours. I'll play a little bit of Chad it said, here.
It was tall in front and with a very large and curiously irregular periphery.
Oh, yeah?
As if designed for a head of almost freakishly...
Oh, big. Keep going.
He's going to turn you on.
This is totally turning me on.
No, he has a nice voice.
I'm sorry. Well,
very large and freakishly long is what I'm into.
So, Bobby, he wasn't hired to do this. He's doing this on his own.
Yeah, I guess he did this on his own. This video is from, let's see, May 4th, 2017. But I guess, I don't know, this is going off of Reddit comments, so I don't know how much validity there is. But someone said he was doing this, and that's how they found him, and that's why they hired him for the job. But it fits perfectly. Mm. His voice really lends itself to these types of stories. So 3 hours, and this is on YouTube. Just look up, like, Wayne June, Shadow Over Innsmouth. Like, wait, Yeah, read by Wayne June.
It's personally,
I'm a fan.
From my review of his stuff, it's like it's written too old for me to really get into it. I don't like the old words.
And it's not like Shakespeare.
I'm never going to understand it.
But it's not as bad as Shakespeare.
No, it's not. Definitely not even
a little
close.
Difficult, but. But yeah, you can. There is like an old timey feel to the way that he writes, but there's something very poetic about it. Like it's.
I know what you mean. So recently, I had my hairstylist butcher my hair. Yeah.
And what does that have to do with fucking Shakespeare?
Let me tell you. During this session, during this hair session, I had finished a book front cover to back.
It was a pop-up.
That's
book.
How long it took her to continuously
how long was the book?
Fuck up my hair. It was only like 155 pages.
But still,
but I finished it before she even was halfway done.
Dang.
So I attempted to start a new book. Mm-hmm. I had gone to the bookstore right before I went into and like raided the $1 bin. But anyways, I picked up a book and I didn't realize it was a Christian book. Ooh. So I know what you mean by the Shakespearean thing.
Yeah.
Because they integrate. Sorry, I said it right the first time. So many
biblical
random
passages.
Biblical verses. Yeah. It completely pulls away from me being able to complete, like, actually have any rhythm or flow to the book.
Yeah.
Because you're speaking to me in modern day language, and then all of a sudden we're talking about who knows what.
Who knows what those people were saying.
When rainwater was...
Especially if you read the Old Testament. That is some crazy...
Exactly. And I was like, well, I know this book only cost me a dollar, but is it a sin to throw it away just because it's Christian? But I will not be finishing that book.
Throw it away.
Good, yeah.
Mm. You won't go to hell. Promise.
You want it? Nope. You need some new toilet paper?
Now you go
I'm
to hell.
Kidding.
Here's a really...
Oh, yeah,
going
I know. I'm going
straight
to hell.
To hell.
By the way,
really
I'm a very Catholic girl.
What do you guys think?
Sex before marriage doesn't exist.
Are you... You're not Catholic.
I'm so Catholic.
Yes, bullshit.
100% Catholic.
What were we doing yesterday, then?
What? No, nothing.
What do you guys think they did right before toilet paper? Like, not like...
Hands. Hands and water.
No.
Water.
There was
cloths.
There was something in between.
Cloth water. Cloths and water.
No. It's very interesting.
Minnie's mouth.
Silk.
No. So the Farmer's Almanac.
Leaves.
And the there's another one. And this, like, the Sears catalog are like 300 years old, right?
The Sears catalog?
Yeah, like two or 300 years old.
Whoa. Yeah. No. Hold up. We're not talking about the company Sears.
So they would send these things out and it had a ring on it. And you would put the ring through it and you could tear off pages as you were leafing through it, first of all, and then tear off a page, and it was perforated.
Are we talking about Sears Roebuck?
No, like Sears, dude.
Sears Roebuck.
Sure.
The doesn't company matter. Sears.
Let's go back to the...
No, you have me like enthralled right now.
I'm not sure
right
if it was Sears. But definitely catalogs were for tearing off and wiping your ass
with. Don't trust any information you give from DLG.
Hmm. Yeah, this is true. Anyway, let's go.
All right. Next up, the darkening of Tristram returns to Diablo 3. So this is an event that they do around this time of year to celebrate the release of Diablo. And it's like a Diablo 1 level put into Diablo 3 that you can find in there.
Ooh.
It looks all retro. I didn't know this was a thing, but that is kind of cool. I know I've been playing a lot of Diablo recently, but the season's ending. So I kind of quit that, but I thought it was worth putting in there.
Yeah, for
sure. Can you dupe gold in this level?
Stop talking about Dipping Gold.
Yeah. Dipping Gold was the best thing about Diablo 1.
What can you do? Pixelated filter. Okay. You can fly through the original, fight the original version of the Butcher and encounter a few areas inspired by the first game. Yeah, I don't know.
Can you pull up a sound card? I have Diablo 3. Oh. And somebody ran me through the game too, and I don't remember anything about it at all. That's how unimpressive my run through of Diablo.
It's a lot better
was.
Than it is now.
I might have been really drunk.
Gee, we up until like a month ago, me and you were in the exact same boat. I'm like, yeah. It's just like I beat the game and it's fine. Now that I'm playing, or I was playing it over, it's really good. It's really
okay.
Fun.
Perhaps I may. Mm-hmm. But
January 18th, new
I
season
might.
Starts, so I would recommend starting then if you're going to get into it.
We should get through as much
but
of the game as we
can. My favorite,
while he's gone.
Would you kindly please play the sound clip for the Butcher when you first encounter him? Because that
fresh
voice,
meat.
Oh God, that haunts me to this day. Oh gosh.
I've been told several times that I should do voiceover and stuff. I think my accent is too strong.
Just say fresh meat. Oh gosh,
fresh meat.
Yeah, Diablo.
So I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm kind of over WoW. I haven't played in like 2 weeks. I pop in to check on like an area for a pet that spawns during the winter solstice, but other than that, nothing at all. And now I'm over Diablo,
I've gone back to
Heroes of the Storm, and I've been playing. I've been doing
Let's
weird
play
things
Divinity
like playing
2 together,
nothing
Bobby.
But Butcher
Divinity 2.
Every week.
I keep on saying I want to play games with Bobby, but when I go home and I see that he's online, I ignore him.
Yeah. And you can't see that he's online. He's on incognito.
No, I'm...
Oh, really?
No, you're not, Bobby.
I definitely am.
This is Diablo 3, Butcher. Yeah. I doubt he goes, fresh meat. No, you gotta go classic Diablo, fresh meat. Meet the Butcher. Oh, no, he gets an introduction to everything? No, that is not my Diablo Butcher. Diablo 1, killing the Butcher
top
right
one.
There, the third
top
down.
One, Bobby.
No, right there. Third
oh, there it
down.
Is, yeah.
So as soon as you open the door...
Third one down, Bobby.
As soon as you that open one, the yep. door, he goes, fresh meat.
Please, listen to me. The Archbishop Lazarus.
Oh, Jesus,
you
come on.
Killed by a
oh, my God, look at all that text.
Oh, wait, no, go back. Oh, you missed it. Oh, and the way he chases
that's,
you.
That's him?
Okay.
Fresh meat.
Oh, he goes, fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat. It's intense.
Creepy.
Oh,
Greg, it's not worth $15, dude, for sure. And it never goes on sale, so I don't know what to tell you. He's saying his Necromancer pack worth picking up. And it's just like 15
if you want to play
bucks.
I'm going to play Necromancer if I do the next season, for sure.
Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. Because I've done so many other of the classes and... I got to do something new, and the Necromancer is the only one that really interests me. I don't want to do Wizard. I don't want to do Barbarian or Crusader again, or Demon Hunter. I've already done that. Witch Doctor, I don't really care for.
Can I ask you guys a question? If you were caught in, like, random on the spot listeners question, if you were caught in a dark alley, what is the least preferred person you would want to see on the other side? I would say the Butcher from Diablo 1.
Oh,
gee, I feel like you asked us that question, so you could just say your answer.
Yeah. But I want to know.
Isn't that what all questions are, Bobby?
I want to know yours.
It was like when I got this Uber driver from a guy in Portland, and he asked me what my favorite pie was. And then he went on to talk about pie for the entire ride.
Okay, you know what? My answer only lasted 7 seconds, if even. So I'm curious.
My girlfriend was there. She can vouch for me.
Bobby?
What are we talking about again, pie?
I guess.
I'll go with an apple. I'm an original guy, you know?
No, we're talking about scary things at the end of an alley.
Mm.
Like, what would you not want to see at the end? The alien.
If you were caught in, if you were walking through a dark alley and there was a presence waiting for you at the end, what is the least preferred entity that you would want there?
You know what's funny?
You would not be caught dead in a dark alley with.
So, like, let's say a dragon or an ogre or a giant. It's like they're scary for sure, and it's going to kill me. If I fight it, but I feel like I could run, maybe do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's little creepy kids or like 3 foot
oh,
tall
gosh.
Things
yeah.
just standing there
uh-huh.
that scare the shit out of me.
Yeah,
so
I
like
see
a
that.
New
a good
illuminated 3 foot thing.
It's like
would
a
be,
garden gnome.
Yeah. And yeah. And chat
not
has
a garden
answers.
Gnome,
chat,
come on. Give me a little credit.
BT
like a Yoda.
Bill Cosby.
Like if I didn't know what Yoda was yeah. and Yoda had like an underlight under uh-huh. him. Yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
BT he says Bill Cosby. Waconius is his ex-girlfriend. Oh, boy.
Oof. That's rough.
Sexy.
yet scary.
Bobby? You already said. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I can't remember.
Yeah, he said like cotton candy or something.
Yeah. All right, next up, we got to slow down because I don't know when Minnie's coming back. He's got to talk about his new laptop.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I can hear him.
He's coming.
I hear the rumblings of his return.
I think he took a shit because he took a long time.
No, he came back with more.
You can't eat food live on the podcast, dude.
Okay. He's drunk. Over there. He's hungry. Cheese. Is it cheese?
Is that cheese? And
pizza. Have you guys ever had a raclette? Apparently, it's a big thing.
We had raclette last time.
Together. That was our Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
It's like a French thing.
Mm-hmm. So I got more hot one sauce because I want more burn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on.
All right. Former Hearthstone developers are working on a new Marvel game. So Ben Brode was on the... he left Blizzard a while ago.
Good for him. He saw the writing on the wall.
Is this the guy that got hired on Netflix?
No. Okay. That was their CCO. And then their CFO left as well. I think she's going to Twitter. But those were people that had been with Activision, then moved to Blizzard. It's a complicated mess, and who knows what it all means. But Ben Brode was kind of famous because he worked on Hearthstone, and... he was a real talented person over there, but he went off to create his own studio, Second Dinner, and they're working on a new Marvel game, and apparently got $30 million in funding from NetEase, which is a very big company over in China. So that's good news. I wonder what game they're working on.
When we were at BlizzCon and they were talking about the beginning of Hearthstone, it was originally 11 got people, and mm-hmm. then it was like 13. And then, so to be one of those 13 original people, you get some credibility. It's something that you would want on your resume, I mm-hmm. think, right?
Yeah. They have, I mean, despite my mixed feelings about Blizzard right now, like they still do have a lot of talented people working for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Cool. All right, Minnie, let's talk about your laptop.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What do you got there?
So, yeah, this is the... the Asus ROG Zephyrus M. This is, I think, like the 2017 model, maybe. But I know that the Zephyrus S is the newer model of the M. So I don't know like what year they came out. But as I was saying before, I wanted to show you like a nice little feature on this laptop that I didn't show you before we started recording, and that is it's a flat laptop. As I close it, right.
But the light turned off.
Yeah, of course. So there's like a little backlight on the back of the monitor. But as I open it, if you notice like the bottom of the monitor, it will actually raise up to increase airflow on the bottom. And I thought that's really cool.
Oh, like little legs come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it also gives you the typing angle that a lot of people like.
Yeah, it gives you a better typing angle. But the most poor part of that I see is like...
Yeah, getting it off the couch or your whatever. Yeah,
it's exactly. Got a little kickstand underneath.
So it increases airflow on that. Mm-hmm. And this thing is really cool thermodynamics.
Yeah.
So I can press this ROG button that it has right on the keyboard, and it brings up all this information, like heat information, the CPU, GPU temps, frequency they're all running at.
Yeah.
And I can
specs that some like a gearhead would.
Exactly. Be, like, that, yeah. Gamers want to know.
Yeah. Gamers want
to know. And it comes with smartphone app where I can monitor all that. I can adjust my my fan speed on my smartphone on this. It also comes like with a little handy button on top of the keyboard where I can adjust the fan speed. It has three fan speeds.
And for a lot of people, you would think, when am I ever going to use fan speed or whatever? Literally, he came in here. I was like, dude, that's a little loud. I don't think you could have it open. And he's like, beep, boop, boop. Like three clicks?
It was two clicks, yeah.
Two clicks, and we were at manageable level.
Yeah, it was a silent fan. Like, you can't even hear it right now.
Yeah.
But even if I have this thing like on maximum fan speed on the options,
it doesn't... I'm watching Chi consider eating all your food. She's like, she's looking at it.
I brought a plate full of cheese.
Yeah. Oh, she's eating all
the cheese. Is gone.
And now she's kind of dancing around and thinking about eating the pizza.
The
cheese
on top of the pizza is now
gone. It's gone now, too.
Now I just have pizza sauce and pineapples left and bread of whatever. I don't know. This is like keto bread.
Bread.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know, but you just got her attention.
Oh, it's a keto pizza? I could eat the whole thing?
Yeah,
I
mean, you could.
It'd be rude, but you could.
It's all yours. Go ahead.
And we're not eating it on the podcast. Let's keep going.
Yeah, just go ahead and finish it. I'll get another one.
Let me say from the outside, it's a very sleek looking piece of machinery.
It's like, I mean, 4.5 pounds.
It's pretty sexy.
It's really light. It's very thin. I was actually looking for a thicker laptop because I want something that has more performance. I'd rather have something that's more powerful than it is.
Well, you can't have a thinner laptop than yourself.
Right. Because I'm just basically a stick figure.
Right.
Go fuck yourself. No, but I was like looking
How big is that screen?
That's
is
a that 5? Sorry, 15?
15 inch.
I was looking for a 17. Mm. So I was like, I want a 17 inch laptop because I want the bigger screen. But I was like, just look at the specs. And there was nothing that I could find that was like a 17 inch laptop.
The 17 is a little big, too. Those are massive.
How much research did you put in before purchasing?
There was 2 days and maybe like 3 hours.
Total.
Yeah. Factual.
And where did you go for your reviews? And like, was it Newegg or?
No, I was looking at like sites that I don't even remember, just like because I don't research hardware a lot. So I was just like going through like Tom's Hardware, Linus Tech Tips. Actually, Linus reviewed this one because this is the M model. They also have the Zephyrus S model. And the Zephyrus S is newer but has different specs on it. Basically, the only difference between this and the S is like, the M has a bigger hard drive, and I think it's like heavier, like a half pound heavier. And I was like, I don't give a shit about that. And it also has like one more USB port. So I want, you know, as much as I can.
She couldn't care less. She couldn't care less. She cares
demolished.
More about this pizza than anything else in the world. She's
Smitty
giddy.
Smitty offered the pizza.
Well, I'm looking at the product page here, and it says we're talking about IPS level panel, so maybe not IPS, but something equivalent to
that.
144 hertz refresh rate. That's a pretty impressive display.
Yeah, no, it really is,
and G-Sync.
But I don't have this thing set to 144, so I need to do a little bit of tinkering. It doesn't come out of the box at 144, so I do need to adjust the monitor settings.
Well, what's it at, like 120?
I think it comes out of the box 60.
Oh, no.
But then I can just over
to that.
I can overclock to 144.
Can I say that I'm not impressed by what I'm looking at right now? But I guess
And why is that? What don't you?
No, it's because maybe it's a web page.
Oh, because of the
like if you're playing a game, maybe.
You're talking about the colors.
Just in
the
general.
Colors aren't popping.
I don't know.
What
do you like it? About the monitor? When you're playing games.
Have you
played a game?
I haven't.
Oh, then
I have done.
Then shut up!
I have done stress tests.
So next episode.
Yeah, next episode next week when I'm here. I've done stress tests on it. It's pretty impressive. I can post stats in Discord, and I was like, wow, I didn't think I was going to get those numbers. But I was using FirmWare test. The keyboard is fully LED. You can customize that to different... there's like 6 different settings you can put it on. Like you can do it like rainbow, where it's just like how I have
like right now, right?
Rainbow. It's just like going across the keyboard, different colors.
Or we all knew we were gay, dude.
Yeah.
You have to display it across your
gay
keyboard.
Gay for pay. So I'm not gay just out of the 20s. Box. You got to
come
pay.
Up later, too.
Right. What?
Nothing.
Okay. it's just, you know, LED, pretty useless. What I really do like is, like, when I have it plugged in, these little red lights, when I open the laptop, these little red lights on the bottom of the laptop kind of, like, illuminate the area. It's nothing big.
Definitely lets you know that it's on.
Yeah. I can adjust this light. Like, this light on the bottom of the laptop is red, as well as the light on the back of the monitor that stays red. Can adjust those. But the keyboard is fully...
Dude, it's a sexy piece of machinery.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love it.
This is $2,100, right?
It goes for $21. I got it for $18.
What's the equivalent card inside of it?
It's a 1070.
Wow. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 1070M is what they call their.
But the memory.
I was looking at that, and I'm sure it is a 1070M, but the specifications do not say M; they just say 1070. But of course, they can't fit a 1070 into something this small. So I don't know if it's like a variant between an M and a.
You'd be surprised what I put a 1070 in.
They usually have like a version that fits into.
That's what I was looking for. I was like, this is a 1070M, right? And all
tell me about the memory, dedicated memory. I used to use a gaming laptop, and when I first started streaming, I streamed on gaming laptop. Mm-hmm. And the graphics card was powerful. It played most of the games that I played well, but when it came to memory and dedicated memory, I struggled doing more than one or two things at a time.
What's your RAM?
It's 16 gig.
Yeah.
That's healthy. That's
good. Gaming laptops have come a long way, though. They're like projectors. There's so much advancement. They get so much cheaper, too. I remember spending like $800. Last time I had a gaming laptop, this is like maybe 10 years ago. It was an MSI one too, right? When they started making their gaming laptops. And I think I spent only $800 on that. It was super cheap.
Oh, wow.
But by today's standards, that thing is.
By the way, guys, just throwing it out there. If you're thinking about getting a new TV, check your space. Make sure you can't make a projector work. If you can make a projector work, it's always better than a TV, in my opinion. Would you agree, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
For your space?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the projectors are just, there's a lot more.
They're finicky because of the space, I think.
It's not just the size of that. A lot of people are just like, I want the biggest TV I can get, or if I get a projector, I can make it giant. But you got to take in a lot of things, take in a lot of other factors.
Yeah, and also
like the contrast and.
And your equipment's going to be in the back of the room, not in the front of the room. And that's huge for a lot of people. You got to think about where the cable's coming out of, where all that stuff. Like, it's weird. It's in the back.
Yeah, it's a whole setup.
Yeah.
Demented. Is that him?
No.
All right.
All right. Cool. Guess it's time for listener questions.
Already?
Yep.
Yeah, we're moving right along.
Your last podcast.
I'm kind of pushing it. We can go longer at the end.
I want to.
We'll go longer at the end.
This is the last one.
No, we're going to go longer at the end.
We need to have a conversation.
Well, I'll tell you what didn't last, that pizza you brought into the room. I ate all of it, man.
I had this big glob of like hot sauce I wanted to mix in with the pizza. You didn't even touch it, man.
You could pick it off your finger.
Well, she was talking about like all this game about I need an otter, and then she didn't even touch the hot sauce.
Gee, if you lick half of that off your plate, I will give you $40. $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
If you lick half of that glob.
Yeah.
Let's say,
I will do it. You want me to scoop it up with my finger? $40? You know what I could do with $40?
Yeah.
That's two mini sessions. Yeah. Is that half, or do you want more?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's a big glob. That's at least a teaspoon of straight up
Get it around the tongue. Get it around the tongue. And then swallow. Oh, my God. If you are amazing.
I'm a boss ass bitch.
Jesus Christ, dude. Mm-hmm. Keep it together.
I'm good.
Your eyes are getting a little watery.
Yeah, they are. That was spicy, but
it'll get spicier. But I mean, you know, I'm not.
Chicken, we get your review of CS:GO, please.
My review of CS:GO? Yeah. It's best game.
Yeah. What else? I'm trying to get money out of my.
I'm taking applications for hard carries.
Yeah, no, you're not.
No, you
that
have
position
one.
Is completely filled.
Worst $40 ever spent, right, Jens? I know.
She's fucking... Dude.
I can handle
she's
it.
She's a boss. Hey, my respects.
But I don't like that you put too much salt in my drink.
I don't like how you give her $40 salty. For licking hot sauce, and I suck your dick every time I'm here. I don't even get 20.
Gee, you came in salty, so I just made a drink that matches your saltiness.
Just bring... just give it to me in steam bucks.
To be saltier.
I'll use it for CS:GO cases.
I'm going
to
say this right now. She can tolerate more spiciness than I can. From what I just saw, I am infinitely impressed.
I told you, it's just part
Minnie,
of my culture.
If you want to do the other half, I'm not going to pay
Minnie,
you.
Minnie, no!
Oh, my gosh.
Ew, Minnie!
This isn't going to end well. All right,
this isn't
going to
end.
Number 13.
We're taking this on until tomorrow.
Asks if $20 is $20, will Minnie go for it?
Yep.
What won't you do for $20, Minnie?
What won't I do for $20?
Yeah.
Name something because I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I don't know what he meant by that.
I'll pave your driveway. I'll rewire your house. I'll suck a dick. I mean, that's obvious.
Did you pay him?
Yeah, because lunch was
about $20.
What did you take him,
by the way, MPB?
Coconut Thai Bistro.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it. Oh, my God. I think I got a little bit in my eye.
Uh-oh. All right.
Did I blow it on you?
Hopefully not.
Because you...
All right. We're moving
it's
on.
It's going to be a lot of heavy breathing.
The answer is yes, Noober.
Okay. Orange Boom, thanks for the subscription, man.
Thanks, homie.
Next question. We've got a couple from Hoggle Fosh here. What game have you played that you most consider art and why? Ooh, that's...
See how Chi didn't do this? That's what makes her way more of a man. Her clit's better than his dick.
I'm currently squeezing
Not
Emilio's
bigger,
arm.
But it's better.
I'm squeezing Emilio's arm because this is painful.
Yeah.
This has just hit me. Emilio, are you okay with
Talk
this?
Talk us through this.
This isn't gay.
Well,
right?
Kind of.
Is this gay for you?
No.
Okay. Because I'm squeezing the shit out of your forearm right now. Because this is hot.
That's so hot.
Maybe you should wash it down with some tequila.
I've been doing that. It's not helping.
Or some air freshener.
Maybe air freshener will work.
Are we all doing a lick? Bobby, are you going to do a lick?
No.
My eyes are watering. My nose.
Yeah, this is what I expected. Noober says, this is amazing.
He's as red as the horde poster behind him. Put your face next to the horde for the horde,
maybe. Oh god, I'm squeezing the arm of this chair.
That's my arm.
This arm too.
Okay, let me go. Grab the other arm.
No, fuck you. I'm holding on to you. This isn't happening. Oh, I'm going to my happy place.
Maybe we should light this campfire donut candle.
Yeah. It fixes everything. He'll light it with his breath right now.
Oh, Minnie.
This took like 2 minutes to activate.
Gee.
This is like...
I'm infinitely impressed by you.
I didn't take a sip of anything either.
By the way, you're...
Post whatever that was.
I feel like I just lost, and you're now the leader of the DLG podcast. Congratulations.
No. Okay. I'm gonna die. Why are you laughing?
Because you popped the nut in the military. That's why.
You just lost your last nut, Minnie.
Yeah. You had one left and you popped it.
This is too much.
Now there'll be no mini minis. Bobby, move it along. Please.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
What was the question that we're...
it's like, okay, this is like sucking on copper. That has the same like feeling on my tongue, except painful.
I don't know if I've ever sucked on copper.
Don't do it.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, good. I'm glad I could.
Now it's getting gay because you're kind of caressing at this point.
you really have some thick forearms.
No, I throw rocks for a living.
He's asking for the sprinkler.
The what?
At this point, the sprinkler.
That is like.
It needs to be doused in the mouth.
You guys want
to
hear the sprinkler?
Okay. I think I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for it.
Nope.
Let's go, Bobby. We just got to go.
We'll just power through it. All right. Hucklefosh asks, what game have you played that you most consider art and why?
The first thing that jumps to my mind is Ori and the Blind Forest, because it is a tapestry. Like the entire world looks like a painting, and then you're a character that interacts with that painting. So that's one that pops out. I wouldn't say it's my final answer, but it's what I think of right away.
What's the question? Okay, read it.
What game is art?
Okay.
In your head. But answer last. Okay. Bobby, Chi?
I'm thinking of a game, but I don't remember the title.
Okay. Is it Tiger Direct?
It was an RPG on the PlayStation 2.
Tiger Direct?
It was, even though it was an RPG, it almost moved like a 2D side-scroller, but with 3D characters. I don't remember the name, but it was beautiful.
Okay. So terrible answer, Chi.
You guys are kind of taking the
I'm sorry, the
definition of art just like artistic, like visually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, if art is something that speaks to the human condition, something that awakens you as a person.
I would say The Witcher's fucking
Then
drunk.
I would say Audio Surf.
Okay.
That's another way of looking
way
at it.
Way back in the day, Audio Surf took my music to a whole new level art form. And it made me a part of the music. I became one with the beats.
What was your answer?
Audio Surf.
Okay.
Yeah. The drunk night last night with my Witcher buddies, it was art. Absolute art. The way that they were answering questions were like, one would ask one a question and the other one would be like, no, it was definitely purple. You know, like that whole like, I'm about to fall asleep. And oh, yeah. They fucking nailed it. They nailed the human condition of being fucked up with your boys. Anyway, sorry, Bobby. He was about to be eloquent, and then we cut him off.
I have a hard time finding art in games. I really do. And I've thought a lot about this. Like what, because I've watched movies and they changed me and I learned something about myself and about the world from them. But I play video games. And I don't really get that except for maybe the only time that I can ever think of is from when I played Mass Effect. And that wouldn't have happened if I didn't play all three of those games straight through. Mm. And that was the character Morton. The alien guy.
Oh,
you really did you relate
he's
to
the scientific guy? Right?
I really didn't like him at the end of the second one, and he had this thing that he kept saying, like, it had to be me, someone else would have gotten it wrong. And it was kind of him just being kind of ADD and like always having to take care of stuff and being super smart and not trusting anyone else because they thought they would fuck it up. And then he had, through a series of events, you know, this is different for every player, but for me in my storyline, in the third one, there was a moment where he sacrificed himself to save a bunch of people in this building, and he says that line right before he does it, and it was just this moment of humanity. I mean, he was an alien, but this moment of humanity had, you know, just showing, like, you know, even some of us that are just more robotic and and come off as unfeeling still have that humanity. So, I mean, for me, that was a moment that I'll always remember in gaming, and it's really the only one that I could even call art.
Would you die to save all three of us, Bobby? Is that what you're saying? This piece of shit over here that can't even take one piece of hot sauce?
What? Well, that was more
that
than
was
a piece.
An exceptional load.
you took the same load seconds ago without showing no so much as an eyebrow raise. Do you not feel...
I'm still dancing, dude.
Yeah. Don't you feel...
You're
like,
not as red anymore, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the inside, I am.
Infinitely impressed.
I'm so
infinitely great. Impressed.
Bobby?
That's why I love your Insidious stuff, because it's spicy. It's good. It's actually legitimately spicy without sacrificing flavor.
Thank you.
Get you some of that campfire
donut. That is soothing, this campfire donut.
Are you going to lick the candle, Minnie? Oh, my gosh.
Don't do it.
I don't think it tastes as good as it smells.
It doesn't taste like anything. There is no taste to it.
Yeah, it's wax, dude.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
No.
No. We're not going.
Stop. Talking to about Bobby's, like, him kind of connecting with a character.
Mm-hmm. I love that you brought it back. Sorry. I'm trying to compliment Bobby.
You don't get to hush her. No. She outs hot sauce you.
She has hushed me for the past year.
That's true.
All right, I'm going back. Right, I'm going to hush her for this last episode. Shut up, you two. Stop talking. This is me. This is a mini moment. Shut the fuck up. I don't give a shit about your inputs. All right? This is me
Okay, go do it.
No, shut up. Shut up. This is me. Stop talking. All right, Bobby.
Yes.
We didn't talk about this before.
Okay.
I feel like this is a missed opportunity that you tried to make obvious to us, but I picked up on it, but I don't think anybody else acknowledged it. Your first pick on our first fight on Super Smash Brothers was Rob the Robot.
Oh, Robbie the Robot.
Rob.
I mean, we have the same name.
Yes.
Robot.
And yeah. I
made that joke.
Shut up.
I did.
Shush.
I was like, Rob the Robot. Shush. Oh, yeah, he doesn't
Stop
hear.
Stop talking. Nobody made this connection except for me.
It's very astute.
Thank you.
I literally did it live.
Live. Minnie gets the subtlety.
Shush.
Okay.
All the subtleties to me. Shut up.
All right. That question went off. Cool. Wait, did you answer that question? What game have you played that you consider art?
I'm going to have to go with everything that's...
The Messenger.
Shut up! What do you not understand about shut the fuck up, Emilio? God damn. Okay, so...
pork chop sandwiches.
What? Pork chop sandwich? Okay, shut up. Super giant games. So we're going with, like, Bastion and Transistor and shut up.
I'm agreeing.
I don't give a shit. Shush.
All right, keep going.
Thank you. And the last one, the ball game. What was that game called, Emilio?
Buyer?
Shut up.
Buyer.
Hey,
that one. Your mouth when you're talking
no,
to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So anything made by Supergiant, I feel it's just, like, really artistic. Like,
I
the music,
agree.
The art style.
I would agree. And not only that, many... but their soundtracks.
Yeah.
It's not just on a visual level, but also on the other planes of audio and storytelling.
And mechanics.
Yeah,
they mechanics really too. Mix yes. it up yeah. really, really well.
Absolutely.
And they're not talked about enough. How do I feel?
It seems like they're all sleeper games. Well, Bastion was kind of a hit, mm-hmm. yep. but everything
they're
else
all kind of a hit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that Bastion, I think everybody knows about. Transistor, I think, was a better game, but less people played. And
what was the other one?
And Pyre.
Pyre got its just due. Like people yeah. were like, "Oh, another super giant game," mm-hmm. and then it came out and it fell off a little bit because it was a game nut. Had you made that game combat, mm-hmm. I think, and that's it. Yeah. I mean, really killing each other as opposed to dropping a ball in a hole, I think it would have been received better.
Mm-hmm. And they got that new game coming up, Hades.
Hades, man. It looks so good.
Yeah.
And Greek mythology has always interested me, so I might play that. All right. Next question from Hogglefosh. Is there something you want to improve this year, or maybe something that went well last year that you want to continue building on?
I'm going
to
go with the New Year's resolution because mm-hmm. I was down with Chad and his wife and Sam and I, and you know, at some point you get drunk and you're talking about New Year's resolutions, and everybody went through, and it's usually the same thing. It's like, get fit, stop spending so much money, blah, blah, blah. And mine was to have a successful salsa company by the end of the year. Because I told my business partner, Christian, we have a great product.
Yeah, I was just complimenting you.
The only thing that can go wrong is our business decisions. You know what I mean? Like, it will sell if we get it out there correctly.
Right. Your biggest obstacle is yourself.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like when you go in and the teacher tells you, you guys all have A's. You can only lose that A the more you fuck up. It's like that. Yeah. We have an A.
Right.
We can only fuck it up. So,
that's true for, like, I think, Bobby, is that true for, like, any classroom? Everybody starts with an A. 0 out of 0 is still 100%, right? It's a different way of framing.
You don't want to frame it that way.
But yeah, but it's the same concept, right? Bobby. Yeah. Like, when I was in junior high, everybody started with an A, like, you felt better, even though everybody's 0 out of 0.
I'm an A student.
Yeah.
It depends on, but then you're constantly feeling like you lose something. So we used to do that with citizenship. Everyone starts with an E for excellent, and then you get knocked down. Now we start it with an S. You start right in the middle, and you can go up or down. Yeah, satisfactory.
Okay.
And you can go up or down from that.
Now, are you talking about citizenship or are you talking about...
I'm talking about citizenship. Okay. This is something that we've done at my site. And it first of all, was a huge... It was really hard to change because everyone's used to having an E.
Citizenship. At a school.
I'm trying to... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, what does citizenship...
You're not talking about nationally.
You get two grades, academic and citizenship.
What?
Oh, like
I've never heard of any of this.
Being a person.
Had that when I... Yeah, yeah. Like your citizenship. Are you well-behaved in class? There's a lot of different factors that go into
it. Okay, what
are
the two? School, we had that.
Academic is what?
Academic is like...
Doing well?
I was thinking nationalistic citizenship, like somebody getting being an American.
that
was what you were talking about, too.
I swear to God that you love your country every day at the beginning of school by saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
That still goes on?
Yeah, wow. Dude. And
Let's not go down this road.
Conduct grading stopped at
elementary
school.
Damn, Bobby, there's a lot that you... Like, what you take for granted as normal, we don't know because we haven't been in that system.
I don't live a normal life. It sucks.
Get out of it. Get out of it. You could have 10 businesses right now. 10.
I'm way too...
I go to bed in my silk sheets and wake up 10 paces away from the sun. I don't live a normal life.
What?
My name is Rob.
Is this some poem?
No, this is Rob the Robot.
Okay.
In his penthouse suite.
What was the question?
Duck asks, can you be deported from school if you act up enough?
Wow. Yes, of course.
That's the thing about America. We educate anybody. You could be fucking 3 rats in a trench coat, and if you walk up to a desk, we will enroll you and teach you math. Like, that's...
This
will get into a very long conversation. I'm warning you right now.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
But like, we're trying to stretch this out to 4 hours. So let's do
this. Is it teaching if the kids aren't learning?
Attempted teaching.
Sure.
So
if a tree falls in a forest.
So do you not check for citizenship at your school? You don't care as long as they have like a name you can enroll, or how does that work?
No, that's just how like America works. Like we educate everybody.
You just take anyone? Because I honestly don't know.
To be a citizen.
So you can just like you write some like a kid's name.
I don't think you have to be a citizen.
We've had Home Alone situations where like families in China have sent their kid over here and like rented him an apartment.
Okay.
And the kid's living on his own and he's enrolled in our school. And we're like trying to contact the parents and we can't. We get the runaround and then like, you know, somebody goes over there and like the kid's been living by himself for 8 months.
And we're talking about like 13, 14-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like middle school age.
So I had a, this is so funny, Bobby, that our worlds collide. Mm-hmm. I had a junk hauling business where, I mean, a job where the Chinese student who had been paid by his parents had disappeared. Well, he went back to China, mm-hmm. and, you know, he lost his visa or whatever. And the entire apartment was completely filled with like top end shit. Like I got, that was one of my best hauls ever. Cause I sold everything in there for like a bunch of money. Cause he left that day. They called him and they were like, you gotta get the fuck out. And he got on a plane and he left. And I got a bunch of like top end, you know, apartment stuff. And it was really cool.
Poor Chinese so that does kid. Happen.
What he's saying, I've seen the other end of
you've
that.
You've seen it. Okay.
Yeah, that's the other
end. Like, you know, that, people are always like, what's the problem with education in America? It's like, well, because we try to educate
the Japs. Or no, wait.
No, it's because we try to educate everybody. And that's really hard to do, man. You want, like, to improve education? Okay, don't educate behavioral problems, mentally retarded, or anything that is any sort of an issue. Just don't educate them.
Hey, Minnie's got to get an education. But then what kind of...
Yeah, I have to get an education, man. You can't just exclude me completely.
So... Yeah, exactly. So it's like it's a shitty solution to the problem, and the answer is there is no answer. Like there's no way. But that's a long conversation.
It's a great
have you
area.
Ever seen? I know I keep bringing up TV shows when I think of you, but have you ever seen Great
Sailor
Teacher,
Moon?
Great Teacher Onizuka?
Yes.
No, gee.
I've seen anime? An episode, maybe, but I've seen a lot of clips.
Bobby, I think you would appreciate Great Teacher Onizuka.
I have a tough time with anime, but I could give it a shot.
Everybody being...
How far along are you in Westworld, by the way?
I finished the first season.
It's pretty good,
can
right?
Can we get a review?
I liked the end.
Yeah, it's really good, man.
Are you happy that I got you Westworld?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's a good show. Have you seen it, Emilio?
What?
Westworld?
Yeah.
Okay.
First season, yeah. I haven't seen the second season.
So the first season is the better of the two seasons.
Yeah. So it's only two seasons so far.
That's are they making a third? I kind of want to watch the first episode of the second season just to see how that like immediate
don't listen to other people,
out,
dude. Right? Just watch it.
Yeah, I might.
And
I might
stop when you don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Is it
for me? It's the bad guy.
Is it a little biased?
I love that guy, dude.
Interesting
storyline. I don't know. It all changed at the end. At the end, I was just like, oh, shit, now I'm into that storyline. And, of course, they all kind of connect. But throughout the show, I think, or the first season, I think the one that I was most interested in was the prostitute.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No,
are we talking about the one, the first,
Maeve.
The first
the
one?
Black one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the little first one to become awoken, right?
Yeah. Maybe that, so.
Yeah, amazing. She is a bad. That's my favorite character.
Spoilers, by the way.
I mean,
these are relevant.
Not really. We haven't really spoiled.
This is going to continue. Mine was the bad guy. Like, he's trying to figure out the deeper game from the outside.
He is like the most evil character in any show I've seen.
Yeah, Max loved him.
God damn. That guy's name is Ed Wood. And that motherfucker.
What's his name?
Ed Wood, right?
Ed Wood, okay.
Ed Harris
is the actor's name.
Ed Wood's a movie that we talked about last episode.
And that motherfucker can lay down some acting.
Yeah,
like, amazing.
Dude, I listened to a podcast.
I'm terrified by a guy who's playing a guy inside of a game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like the actor himself. He portrays him so well. He just doesn't give a shit about anybody.
He's a very serious guy. But I was listening to a podcast. I think it was Doug Loves Movies. And someone was just, they're like, did you know, like, he was talking about how he worked with Ed Harris. And he was, and the guy was like, dude, I loved you in this movie. Like, some movie nobody has ever seen. And Ed Harris was just like, I think I danced in that one. And I was like, Ed Harris dancing? And he's like, dude, you've got to look it up on YouTube. You've got to see it. Ed Harris dances in this movie. And I looked it up, and sure enough, Ed Harris is dancing, but they edited it. I can tell when I watch something, like they edited the fuck out of something. Like they edited it in such a way, they're like, oh, this is bad. We got to fix this in post. And so it's like just waste up shots, and it's very quick, and they cut away to different things. And it's just like, yeah, he cannot dance. But I would not expect that of Ed Harris because he's such a serious, he has such gravitas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh, God.
This is bad. I'm watching it. He's like,
and he's much younger.
He's dry heaving.
That's all headshots.
He's dry heaving the entire time.
Yeah, it's like close ups. Yeah.
What movie is this?
I don't know.
Nobody cares.
It's a movie.
Ed Harris Dance Mania. I don't know what movie this is.
If we're getting into entertainment and we're going to draw this out 4 hours.
Yes. We still got like 2.5 more hours to go.
I might have rushed this episode. I'm sorry, guys. I just knew that it was going to become a shit show, and so I was
You thought. You assumed it was going to be a shit show.
It's only getting better.
It's the best show ever.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
But it's not.
Shut up.
I'm getting into... Atlanta. So the first season was great, and then me and Sam started watching them last night again. The level of talent that's coming out of Childish Gambino.
Oh yeah,
his real name.
Oh man,
dude, the guy can he writes Dong the Glover? Show. Yeah, Donald Glover. Thank you. The guy writes the show.
No, Dong Glover.
Yeah, Dong Glover.
Yeah.
He stars in the show. He has the number one for like 1 month. He had the number one show, movie, and song in America.
Really? Can you name all those three?
Yeah, one was Atlanta.
Okay.
One was This is
America? America,
and the movie was Spider-Man.
So the show was. What? Atlanta?
Atlanta.
The music was This is America. And the third one was?
I think he was in Spider-Man.
That was the movie.
Yeah. Even though he's a minor role.
Okay.
Yeah. He was.
Shit. That's quite an achievement.
That's quite an achievement.
For a black man in America.
It might have been another movie. Awesome, I feel like he had. But anyway.
God, he's awesome.
I hear he's into Asian girls.
He looks Asian. And so we're watching season two, and it has a lot to do with, and I think this happens to a lot of famous people. They start writing about being famous. So one of them was about, which was the weirdest, like Sam got high last night and we started watching. I was like,
on weed?
Halfway through. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like halfway through. I was like, let me let you know that this is weird as fuck. And you don't think she's like, okay, I thought I was just me. I was like, no, it's a weird episode.
Okay.
So it's about like a Michael Jackson type character, like a black person who got famous through being beat as a child.
And he's portraying a fictional character.
Yeah. He does whiteface.
Oh yeah. Whiteface.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing, but I understand.
So creepy, dude.
What show is this?
This kinda is like Atlanta season two.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You guys seen that movie? That shit was disturbing.
Which one?
What movie?
That was like a horror film. White Chicks, the Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
That was so
nobody's buying
it. Those were like,
really
fun movie.
Who's the guy?
I'd like to announce that the official podcast is over. We're going into extra innings here. Everything from here on.
You know, Sean Wayans.
But we're going to keep going. I'll go until Bobby says we've got to shut it down.
I gotta pee though. Would you go see Sean Wayans live?
They're good.
I bought tickets to go see
him. All the Wayans kids are.
I would see him over spreading his booty hole
next week. What?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No. Seriously, Sean Wayans is pretty awesome. I think
he has a good stand-up.
Yeah, I think he's like the most attractive Wayans.
Oh, of course.
And then Marlon Wayans, he's definitely the craziest. Who's the oldest brother?
Damon.
Damon. He's
funny.
He is funny, mm-hmm. But he's not as crazy as Marlon.
Yeah, I like all of them.
What was Damon? He was in Sergeant Payne, I think.
I believe so.
Major Payne.
That's what it was.
I saw that movie in the movie theater.
That was such a hilarious movie, man. But that Damon's
very talented.
And now, like the sons of the Damon's brothers are now doing movies themselves.
Oh,
so it's like a new generation of Damon. Damon,
that's awesome.
It's Damon, right? Am I saying that right?
Damon.
Yeah,
I think it's Damon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Damon's brothers are now doing movies. The next generation.
The Wayans brothers?
The Wayans. That's the one. The Wayans Damon's brothers. Not the Damon. Damon is the... I'm drunk. Shut up.
The oldest brother's name. Yeah.
The Wayans brothers.
I'll let you guys know how that goes next podcast.
All right. So any more... anything else? I think Emilio answered this question, but we'll open it up to everyone else here. Something you want to improve on this year or something that you want to continue doing from last year?
I guess I'll go first. So my resolution, I guess is bleeding into this year from last year was actually to move to Texas. Like I've had this goal for 5 years.
Wow.
Since like my goal was to go to.
What pushed you over the edge?
I'll get into that.
To finally pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, I'll definitely get into that.
Okay.
My goal from, I got out of the military. And so just to give you a timeline. In the military for 5 years, and then I spent 6 months in my hometown just to build funds to come to San Diego to get an education. And after my 2-year education in San Diego, after that 2 years, my goal was to get into Texas. I've now been into San Diego for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm finally getting to Texas.
You say it like it's bad. Like, I got stuck in San Diego. Yeah. Can't get out of it.
Right.
Place.
No, yeah. No.
Why did you ever want to leave in the first place? San Diego is
such an amazing city. And it is because of that. Like, San Diego is so awesome. Wait, that
what part of Texas are you going to? You're going to Austin?
Austin, so the best place to go in Texas.
Unfortunately, I'm not going directly to Austin. I'm going into this little... excuse me.
OTP?
OTP?
Outside the perimeter?
Yes. Well, no, this is like in a completely different even county. So I'm actually moving to the southeast coast of Texas. This is known as Corpus Christi, a city called...
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a little... It's a city that's known, but it's a shitty city. Like, I've been there.
I think my cousin lived there for a little bit.
The city sucks. Mm. Like, my goal is to move to Austin, but Austin, like, it's not much cheaper than San Diego. Like, it's maybe 10% cheaper.
But it's almost as cool as San Diego.
It is pretty much like just 10% less cool than San Diego. Mm-hmm. Now, I will. So the job I have lined up in Texas, I'm going to be there for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'll be doing this job for 3 weeks straight, 21 days straight, and then going back to Corpus Christi for 1 week straight off. So 21 on, 7 off. So I'm okay with that because I won't be spending much off time in the city. So if I had like another job, like a 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, I would definitely want to be in Austin.
Yeah.
But I will be doing a lot of trips to Austin. Unfortunately, I won't be actually living to Austin. This is about 3 hours away from Austin, like near the coast. Mm. If anybody knows Texas, they'll know what I'm talking about. Now that is I feel like kind of like 80% of the way towards my goal of my 5-year resolution, but I'll definitely be in Austin a lot.
Well, it's great that you had those goals in place, and those goals didn't necessarily change. It was a fixed goal, mm-hmm. and you're still working towards that goal. And generally, when you do have an intent for yourself, you will, like, indirectly or consciously or even subconsciously find your making steps towards getting towards that goal, as long as the goal is still there.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have all the faith in you, Minnie.
I have to say that you're gonna
make a great experience out of Texas for yourself.
I'm sure I will. And those of you that have been listening for the past few episodes, there is a certain girl out there who's
that was the push over the edge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the
first lemming over that cliff.
I'd have to say second, because I wouldn't be going there if I didn't have this job lined up. Mm. I have a pretty good job lined up.
I moved for love, too. I came out to San Diego for my sister and my nephew. So love is what makes me move ever, period. And I've moved multiple times.
We moved out here the same month, like 5 years ago, January.
You and I?
2014, right?
Yeah.
So we moved out to San Diego the same month.
January 2nd, 2014 was my first day in San Diego.
Mine was January 10th. So just like a week after you.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But
I
did fall in love with San Diego.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt that I'm going to be moving back when I'm ready. Once I have like a resume built with the career path I'm going down, I will be coming back to San Diego.
You have a plan.
Yeah, well, as I was saying before, because Amelia just got back, had a 5-year plan. Just to summarize, just so you understand, 5-year plan to come out to 2-year plan to come out to Texas. It took me 5 years, but I fell in love with San Diego, so I'll be coming back.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you might fall in love with Austin, so, or with a girl, or a man.
Yeah, or a man.
Or a donkey.
Yeah, I don't discriminate. I mean, donkeys, I maybe go like 50 miles south.
We're saying goodbye.
Oh, there's a shot.
Is this goodbye mini shot?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like this shot.
What kind of shot is it?
It's Mezcal. And the bottle.
Oh, no, you got one for me, too. Of course you did.
The bottle costs more than each one of your guys' paychecks.
What did you
mean?
Such a huge shot? Are you serious?
Really?
Well, I get paid minimum wage, expensive. So that's believable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the single shot for? Because you have four
shots. This one's
for
Bobby. It's a little tiny,
wanna
tiny shot.
You
want to
buy this shot for me, Bobby?
It's a little tiny,
you
want to
buy this
shot.
Bottle for me?
No, I really don't.
You want to buy half, more than half?
No, you
more than my paycheck?
Okay. He can take it if you want.
Of Mezcal.
No. He can take it ceremonially. Okay.
That is a tiny shot?
That is not tiny. That's a
normal shot.
That's so he got, Emilio got us all double shots.
You don't need to follow that first lemming of alcoholism, Bobby.
Hey, man. It was good having you on here.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to see you go.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
I think you'll do well in whatever you do, men or women.
I've had so much fun on this podcast, man. You guys have. So like,
I couldn't tell.
Because I'm such a stoic person when I'm sober.
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell you about the first time that I got the text stating that I would be a semi-permanent member on this podcast.
Who sent it?
You did, Emilio. Now I was at a party with my then girlfriend, and we had a plan to go out and, I don't know, celebrate somebody else's party. And
let me cut in real quick,
please.
I like formality. Mm-hmm. So like, if I'm gonna go out with a girl and we're gonna be boyfriend and girlfriend, I like to say, "Would you like to be my girlfriend?"
Okay.
Like, I like to put it out there and not have it be assumed.
Yeah.
So when it came to like adding you or adding Chi, I would like to. I think I probably formed it. I said probably
yes.
I would like to formally invite you to be a guest.
That's exactly like how it went.
Okay.
Like, no, because I remember, like, I was on the podcast maybe three times before you actually invited me to be a permanent member on the podcast. Yeah. And I was Ajo was my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
She was driving, and I got the text from you asking if I wanted to be a permanent member of the podcast. And like, I remember I got the text message, just read it real quick, and I reached my hand out to her shoulder. It's like, Aja, I'm going to have to cancel all plans we have tonight. Because I was just invited to the podcast that I've been talking about for the past, like, I don't know, three, 4 months to be a permanent member. And she understood completely because I was always talking to her about this podcast. Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm having so much fun. I love these guys. This is such a good experience. And I get to vent.
Like
first,
you just did?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Exactly. And yeah, she was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool because I understand how much this means to you. Mm. Please just go
Sounds
out.
Sounds like a wonderful woman.
Shut up.
They're broken up now. That's what, it's a joke. It's a jab.
Yeah.
A friendly jab.
Well, I mean, it was pretty consensual. She moved to LA. Another thing
about the show in general. Mm-hmm. I think we've shat on you more than anybody else ever.
Yeah.
Like, well, Bobby never shits on you, but she just... I mean, it was nonstop.
Yeah, it was just
she
like,
was shitting into a fan. Here's that was going into your general direction.
You know, I think
Why do we call him New Chad when all I hear is not Chad?
You called him New Chad.
I'm kidding, Minnie. No,
the thing is,
it's things like that nonstop for months.
And I
like, you endured it. You were a Marine. Had you not been a Marine, I don't know, you would have made it through that.
Most people probably would not. But the thing is, like, it's quite obvious, no matter how much she denies it, she had a huge fucking crush on Chad.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't keep her hands off
you. God, she just wanted...
Actually, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
And it then always looks like she's going to throw up when she looks at you.
And then when I came along, she's like, oh, he's hotter than Chad, but I can't let him know that.
Yeah, maybe.
No, keep not maybe. You. Shut up. This is my fantasy. Let me live it.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, so where were you? So you took the invite, mm-hmm. and then once you got in, you were like, oh.
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want, drive this shit into the ground.
No. Okay. You showed up and you were like, what the fuck is this popsicle stand that these people are running, right? Like, you got here and you're like, is this all?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, that's like the experience that a lot of, like, you've had, like, guest people come on.
They said that, yeah.
And they're like, you guys don't do shit
here. Yeah, we don't do shit.
But it's like, it's entertaining because we are not. We was not.
I'm sorry, buddy. We was not.
We was not, as you shake my hand right here. Yeah. That means a lot. We are not journalists. We are just here to shoot the shit and talk about what we are fans of or what we are not fans of.
Yeah.
And that's like the informal review that I looked for when I was going through podcasts, because going through like the PC gamers and all those, like the official podcasts that are sponsored by companies,
right.
There's things that they can say, things that they can't say, and they got to say what they can and can't say. Here, just say what the fuck we want.
We're not everybody's shot of tequila.
No, it's true. Bobby, are you going to smell that thing, or did we do it already?
I smelled tequila before.
No. All right. So, no?
Cheers.
No, guys.
Cheers, Minnie.
All right. We're going to go back to the dark years. Later, bro.
Mm-hmm. Why does Moscato taste like crackhead asshole?
Because it's... unfiltered tequila, so it's before they run it through. They don't distill it.
Why?
So it's basically right out of the plant's asshole.
I understand that you like Moscato, but why?
Mezcal.
Mezcal.
I prefer tequila. It's Roberta.
Roberta.
And every birthday and every
Christian
Christmas, she
also
gets bottles.
No.
No.
So why do people prefer Mezcal? Why would I say Mezcal?
It's smoky.
Moscato.
Yeah, smokiness.
It is smoky.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I guess that's probably it.
And I think most tequilas are meant to be sipped, not shot. So
I disagree. Yeah.
Really?
No, I mean, for my preference.
That's why you're gay as shit, dude.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take it in the booty hole for $20. But You work at a club. At a, no. Sorry, not at a bar. Bar.
Dive bar. I'm a shitty bartender.
Which is awesome.
You're not a shitty bartender.
I almost slipped the name
right
there.
I'm a great bartender, but I have a shitty job.
Gee, how come you didn't? All right, we'll talk about it later.
But people, when they order tequila, they don't sip it, right? Or do they?
No, it's just usually a shot.
I'm not talking to you, Emilio. I'm looking straight at you right now.
No, they shoot it. Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
So, but you think tequila is more of a sipping alcohol?
It should be.
It should be.
Yeah, because it's like a great alcohol. It has a very clean taste.
I feel like it's refined, yes.
Yes. And even, you do shoot it, but then you're not really enjoying it. Hmm. It's just like whiskey. A lot of people shoot whiskey, but if you're drinking a damn fine whiskey, you're sipping that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yes, Emilio.
So, through my drinking years, I've had several, usually white friends, tell me that tequila affects them differently than other alcohols. Like you
Why
get
is that, do you think?
I have no idea. Okay. Because to me, it's all the same. But I was going to ask you, the people that you serve them tequila versus other drinks, do you see a different drunkenness out of them, or is it the same thing?
It depends on that person's character, not the alcohol.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I think.
Absolutely. I think because tequila does get shot a lot, and it goes down smoothly generally.
Yeah.
And with the salt and lime and all of that, I think people have a harder time gauging their tolerance with tequila, and that's what sets. That is why they're different on tequila versus other alcohols.
Masterful dissection.
Mm. Before I ask the rest of the podcast, Bobby, you used to drink tequila?
No, I used to drink everything.
So okay, do you have a preference between gold and silver tequila? Back then,
I didn't really care much for tequila.
And the other two?
Well, Jose Cuervo Gold
is
the worst thing possible on earth.
It's
the worst thing. Yes. I threw up on New Year's Eve several times.
This
most recent one. Several times.
It's so garbage.
I had the cab pull over, and then when I got home, I threw up all over. It was terrible.
Okay, who was the asshole serving you, JC Gold?
Well, they were free margaritas or whatever.
So
or
you weren't shooting it, you were doing margaritas?
They were $5 margaritas.
Oh, damn. That's and I had like fuck. You can't turn that down.
Yeah. And I had 15 of them.
So, but you do you prefer silver?
I prefer expensive tequilas.
Which is generally silver, I think.
Reposado is my favorite.
Which is gold?
Usually, yeah.
Always?
You got to go to tequila tasting, dude. This rabbit hole goes down.
Okay. I have not indulged in tequila in the deep.
Go to a tequila tasting and they will inform you. Tequila, much like champagne, can only come from one region of Mexico.
Right. Tequila, Mexico.
And the certain ones coming off of one ridge as opposed to another ridge are different. One might be turned into mezcal because it's better for that.
Okay.
One might be turned into a reposado, and then.
So I've only had the popular reposados.
Yeah.
And I've never liked them over the silvers.
It's like anything that people get into, like coffee or anything.
Yeah.
Once you get into the higher levels, people get like their nose goes up or whatever, right? And they'll be like, reposado is cheating. White friends don't let friends drink white Zinfandel. that kind of thing, you know?
White Zinfandel is my jam.
Because it tastes so good
that
you're missing the point, bro. But listen, you should drink what you like, right? Mm-hmm. And Reposado is the best tasting tequila. And it's just as...
Do you think so?
For me.
I think it's bitter. But yeah.
For me, it's sweet.
Okay.
It's very sweet.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then the clear ones, I don't remember what he told us about clear ones. I think he just, right off the bat, he was like... We can get rid of the clear ones.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, really?
It carries no Mexico with it.
Okay, so the clear ones are just filtered too much.
We're talking about
high-end douchebags like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But for audio,
yeah.
But for tequila.
Okay, gotcha.
And so are you supposed to listen to them or are you supposed to just drink?
Go what you like.
And so I could get into the whiskey head thing. Mm-hmm. But I just drink Costco whiskey because I think it's great. It does the job, and I think it's great.
Costco
and I'm just gonna
whiskey
keep going.
Is mid-grade for the low-grade price.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, you're not going to get real expensive shit, but it's like $20 a bottle and you're getting mid-grade whiskey, which is amazing.
By the way, you guys can leave at any point. I know that we're going into
Nobody's leaving. Everybody's listening to my sultry, sexy voice.
I think we're done. We said goodbye.
No, we didn't.
We said hello.
We have more listener questions to go.
No, we don't.
If you go into Discord.
Bobby?
If you go into Discord, there are questions that are directly associated with Mini Del Macho.
Threw a few in there. Let's see. I mean, we do have a few more.
Let's close them out.
No, go to Discord. There are questions that direct.
No.
We're going towards. No.
You find them.
Up in the I will. Boom. Let me pull this up. Let me pull Discord.
Read the ones that are here, Bobby, if we have them. Or did we get through them?
Let's see. Third one from Hogglefosh. What is your best gaming story or experience?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get to this one. Chi?
Oh, you want to start with me?
Yeah.
Best gaming story or experience?
Yeah, because I feel like you've had a lot of times of, like, being carried through this
World
or that.
World of Warcraft is a feeling, I would
Which
say.
Story? That was...
Falling in Love.
Pure Ownage. Mm-hmm. Fist bump.
Pure Ownage. Or is it Pure Ownage? No, it's Pure Ponage, I think.
Pure Ownage is how they state it, but the general elite speak is Pure Ponage.
Nobody cares.
I would say World of Warcraft and everything about it and how it ruined my life, but somehow...
No, we're talking about, like, one specific story. Like, something that
One specific
had
experience where... wow.
You sprayed those two guys with the MAC-10 and everybody said... Like, something like that.
Yeah, that happens all the time in World of Warcraft.
One particular experience... probably my very first stream ever. What are you guys doing?
I'm playing with his dick.
Oh my god.
Keep going, Chi. Talk faster.
My very first stream experience, I played DayZ, and I coined a term. It was called the hand banana, stolen from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Yes, Master Shake sticks his hand in the hot tub cloning machine.
Okay.
And it turns out it spawns a dog that likes to rape.
Okay.
And his name
That's
is
the worst
hand
kind of dog,
banana.
By the way.
Mm-hmm. And his name is Hand Banana. So on my very first stream, I played DayZ, and apparently you could pick up. Rotten bananas and force feed them to people. And so my first and only goal was to handcuff people and force feed them bananas until they died.
How long did that take, Chi, to get somebody?
Not long. It's surprising how many people allowed you to pursue them or approach them, especially when you were using your microphone and you're a woman.
Yeah.
Because the game is all about trolling.
Right.
So this isn't DayZ 1.0, guys. This is when I started streaming 5 years ago.
Do you
think
gaming's ever... This is never going to get back to this point. Like, I feel like DayZ was the... I don't know. Twitter trolling of...
Yeah.
Like, it's never going to happen. I don't think
trollers.
It's ever going to be that bad ever again.
Yeah.
Because people want to make money. They don't want to make this world where people control, right?
I wish I played more DayZ back in the day, but it kind of lost its luster.
All right,
whatever.
So what happened to this poor
fool? So what happened was, no, I had
Why'd you have so
trap.
Many bananas?
Because.
You knew this is what your goal was.
Well, sometimes you kill people and you just loot what they have and it's...
Okay.
Well, anyways.
Bobby,
so I had
this,
one victim that I was about to hand banana.
Okay.
And as I had this guy handcuffed, somebody who was stream sniping me found me, handcuffed me, and fed me a taste of my own medicine. So he actually rotten bananaed me. He hand bananaed me, even though it was my goal to hand banana somebody else. So he was stream sniping me, hand bananaed me. But then we were cracking up so much and we were making so many jokes. He eventually healed me. And then we became friends, and we are still really good friends to this day. So he trolled me. He was about to kill me, but then he changed his mind, bandaged me, or like cured my rotten bananas. And then we went off and we died together.
This is in a sunset. This is going so deep right now.
Yes, and we died together. And then after that, he became my gamer BFF. And to
What's
this day,
his, name?
His name's Nicholas Petit.
That's his gamer name?
No, that's his full name.
Okay.
Oh. He's actually the guy. He's one of the graphic artists behind TSL.
I mean,
that's his actual username.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wait. So. Nick Petit? Because I know a Nick Pettit.
You know a Nick
Pettit? I swear to God, I know a Nick
Pettit. Do you know my Nick Pettit?
He was a Marine.
No.
Okay.
He's not a Marine.
No.
Right. It was far wrong.
Bobby, what was yours?
But yeah, that was my favorite experience.
Yeah. Memorable experiences already. Yeah.
New people.
Yeah, let's just...
We got to go down it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the same one that I've ever done.
No, I'm saying like this episode, I've talked about like a bunch of experiences.
No, your favorite one of all time though, dude.
Oh my God, I don't do good with like the favorite.
This was probably during your dark years.
Probably not. I don't know. Like one specific incident in a game that I was very...
All right, you keep thinking. Go ahead, dude.
So I'm going to go with Divinity Original Sin 1. And I've talked about this girl that I used to play with quite a bit. I never really named her, but we'll call her Porcelain because that's her gamer name. We used to play Divinity Original Sin, and like it was... Like we were playing, if anybody's played that game, you go lone wolf style, which is you get the option to play with
me and Bobby did that.
Two people or four people. And if you go lone wolf, you get a boost to a two party system.
Yeah.
So we were doing a two party system. I was playing a two-handed warrior. She would play a mage. And we were in the hinterlands or something.
Sure.
The ice place.
Area. Yeah.
And
hinterlands. That's a WoW area, isn't it?
The hinterlands is kind of like across all RPGs. The hinterlands is kind of like the cold climate.
So we came from D&D.
And we had zero crafting skill. Like, we just went all battle skills.
Right.
So, we didn't know because we didn't look up any FAQs. What you could do with, like, a level one or two crafting is you could take your boots, any boots, doesn't give a shit where, and take what the 9-inch nails... And craft those into one thing, and these boots would then become immune to slipping.
Oh.
In the hinterlands,
oh my God.
Everything
Bobby,
is ice.
If we only knew.
Right.
Do you remember being knocked down by that giant for 45 minutes?
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, you guys didn't know that? No. Losers.
So you knew that?
Fuck yeah.
How the fuck did you guys both,
I know how to RPG.
Yes, so we had zero crafting, we had all battle skills. So, me being the two-handed sword, I would be rushing, like bull rushing, like the skill bull rush was actually like, sprinting across the map to attack somebody.
And knocking down.
But I would slip every fucking time because I didn't have like the nails and the boots become anti-slip boots.
L2P.
So shush, Chi. This is my experience, not yours. Okay, you get that? All right.
Bad.
God, I swear to God, if you were a man right now, I'd beat the fuck out of you.
Or suck you off.
Or suck my dick.
Or those two options. Yes, it's varied across. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was like. Okay, so we were always on voice comms, and me being the warrior, I was always walking, while she, being the mage, never had to move from her spot, and I was always slipping, and that would always send her into a fucking giggle fit, but I was raging like a... Oh my God. There was nothing more infuriating than not being able to participate in the battle, other than just being the meat shield and not being able to slap anyone.
Okay, they'd be smacking you around.
Yeah, they'd be beating
the
fuck out of me, but I wouldn't be able to do shit. There was the first, like, one of the first bosses, like, it was a...
You know how we got around that? If you only move one space at a time, you don't fall.
You have less of a chance. Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Like, you almost never fall.
So that's how we did it.
Yeah, and that's completely viable. But there was...
Not really.
Yours
sound way better.
Pussy-footed, sorry.
There was a, like, one of the first bosses, you go into, like, this, pirate cove, and there was a meat golem. What she did as a mage is she would cast ice on the battlefields where I and the meat golem were. So we both slip, and then as the ice melted, she would then electrify the ice, so we would both be stunned. Right. And she would do that every round.
Get wrecked, noob.
On purpose?
Yes. To keep the meat golem and I both stunned.
Why didn't you get immunity to electricity?
Because this was our first run through and we had no idea what we were doing.
Me and Bobby did that.
Yeah.
He had immunity to electricity. And I was like, hey, what if we do this?
Yeah, what if we were smart? But again,
you had the boots part. Now, had we
but this was together? This was that boots part was much later in the game. Like, we're talking about the, one of the first
That's
bosses,
why the
like the meat golem.
Is there.
And
it was so boring, by the way. I played the CC character. Mm-hmm. I could freeze.
How
stun,
dare you?
only CC, no damage at all.
That was
well, it was very little damage.
That's what I did.
Yeah. But like,
yeah, but you controlled two characters. Oh, you guys played two. Oh,
yeah, lone wolf.
Okay, see, when I played with Max, I was the CC mage as my main, and then my secondary was the ranger. And
the battles take so much longer.
Oh my god,
I think.
Max would get mad by how much DPS I would output. He was like, "The fuck, everything's dead."
You mean Matt?
As much as
no.
Oh.
Thank you, Max. Thank you,
as
Max.
Much as that would infuriate me.
Oh my god, that felt so good. You gotta work that out, G. Don't fuck up.
As much as that would infuriate me, that was probably like the funniest moment in gaming. Is like both the slipping and not be able to do shit and her electrifying. Like as she would,
It's gone way too long, dude. We get it. We get it. No, you're out of shit.
4 hours.
I will say this to the end of time, but only because like the rarity of this happening. So in EverQuest, to kill a dragon, you used to have the 40-man raid.
Ooh.
And sometimes you can't get 40 people together to kill one thing. It just doesn't happen. Because you can clear out the way or the dungeon throughout the week.
Like quantity or quality? When you say can't get four
usually,
people together.
You, at first, you needed both. At first, man, he's rubbing his nipple over here. At first, you needed both. But towards the end, like people were so qualified that we didn't need so much quality.
Quantity.
But, yeah. But you needed, you still needed the numbers. And so, you know, through the week, you could clear the dungeon and just save the dragon till Saturday when everybody's free. Get everybody together and then run towards the dragon and try to kill it. And what happened was we attacked the dragon. We did everything. This is my first dragon raid. And we did the best we could. And we got this thing to, it said 1%, but nobody knew really how many hit points it actually had.
Mm-hmm.
39 people are dead. Including me.
Fuck.
But, but we can look around.
At 1%.
Yeah, it's a 40-man raid,
A 40-man raid.
Okay.
And one person that I know in real life, there was about eight people there that I knew in real life from San Jose.
That's badass.
Yeah, and we were like...
San Jose.
And his name was Arwin. And we were like, Arwin, get the fuck in there. It's about to die. He's level 43. He shouldn't even
level
be 43? In there.
Level 43? What game are we talking about?
50 would be top.
Okay.
So, and every five levels was a hell level. So, level 1, 2,
the one that takes the longest to get through.
So let's say 41, 42, 43, 44 wouldn't take as long as 45 alone.
Like, okay, all those cumulatively wouldn't take as long as 45.
Right.
Okay.
So 43 level Arwin runs in there, throws one arrow. I wish I was him. I wish I could tell this story from his perspective. Shoots this arrow. Kills Nagafin. The biggest, baddest fucking, from the biggest, baddest MMO in the world. Kills it with one.
For sure.
That's so
bated
epic.
Breath. Everybody. We can't actually see.
No, I like that. I like that.
Kills Nagafin.
I was a Nagafin once.
Boom. And this is before. A soul, like when you pick up an item, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
You could just pick up everything.
Right.
No, this is before soul binding was even considered.
Right.
We said, loot it, loot it. He's like, over the, our
Ventrilo team.
Ventrilo, right.
Before
Mumble.
Both of those.
Before Ventrilo, dude.
Yeah, I think
what
so.
The, what?
But anyway, he's like,
before
fuck is like, before Ventrilo?
He's like,
did the earth exist
he's like,
before Ventrilo?
I'm scared to pick it up. And we're like, pick it up because it's going to disappear in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So he picked it all up, and to his credit, he handed it all out. But
here's before soul binding? So once, okay.
Yeah, so it's all his. Here's his levels, according to him. Well, we saw it on numerically, but he's 43.
Mm-hmm. Boner, level 100.
Bing! Bing!
Oh.
Bing! That's to do 45.
So he went through 45,
bing!
And then another... Oh shit!
49.
Oh my god!
Because he got back then.
He got all the EXP.
It wasn't
you don't get experience if you're dead.
Yeah, it was just the final hit.
Oh
got the
shit!
XP.
What?
Wait, no! Hold up! The final hit, even if you're all alive, the final hit gets the experience.
Oh, probably not.
Okay,
because we were all dead.
Right.
Yeah, he got 100% experience for the best dragon in the world.
Oh my god!
Bing, 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 bing. like every time you level, it was like
that's
was
a badass.
Yeah, it was.
He went awesome. To Frodo to that's God right. In one level.
In one level.
I haven't. I mean, I'm not going to start a new story, but I have an epic experience where I basically at like the 1%, 2%, 5% mark, I pulled aggro off the tank and as wiped the whole mage? Entire raid.
Oh, because I know you always play game? Mage, but you're
oh, wow. World of Warcraft.
As a mage.
Probably, I think it was Black Temple.
As a mage? Mm-hmm. Black Temple, wait, is that the water one? Like
Bobby could not look more temple? Bored right now. Bobby, you still haven't answered.
I did the exact opposite.
I don't have a good story. This dude. I'm all out of stories.
Bobby, how about the time you're playing as Diablo in Heroes of the Storm and you I don't know, did some shit?
Yeah.
What about, come on, bud.
You shit on any celebrities? I don't know if I have any
good hot stories.
No, you definitely do. You have nothing dozens. Like that, you have literally dozens.
Yeah, but not like one special
tell
one.
Tell me one that's really shitty. I want to hear a story, Bobby.
Really shitty.
Just tell me a story.
I told a good one last
week. Yeah, I like that one last week.
Like, I tell them and I forget them.
All right, what's the next one, Bobby?
No. Amelia, why are you trying to get through this so quick?
He doesn't want to answer.
This one actually is a good story here. This is from Curd the Egg. The Long Dark is amazing. I noticed Bobby started it a year ago. Why did he stop playing? There's another part to this question, but it kind of goes off into something else. So I'll answer this. So I actually stopped playing that. First of all, I got that game from a giveaway over at Diplo Gaming. Check them out. Cool place if you're looking for people to play
community.
Games with. Yeah. So I picked up that game, felt a little obligated to play it, even though it was crafting survival. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And it turns out, yeah, that was a really good game. It's a crafting survival game, but it's got a story to it. And you play your way, you have to craft and survive your way through each level. So you actually feel like you're getting somewhere. It's not just this big open world where you just do whatever and it doesn't matter. So I like that part of it. But the reason I stopped playing it was because of one specific wolf that kept killing me. I think this was a while ago. This must have been before you started.
Was it the white wolf?
No, it was just some stupid wolf that I was supposed to hit with a rock. I could never hit it, and I would die on this wolf every single time.
That seems like a very simple task.
It seems like it was, but this is when the game, I think, was still in beta, so the hitboxes were super wonky.
Okay.
So I was like, I know I hit that wolf with this rock. Like, I'm 100%. And I kept dying on this one specific part, and I finally gave up. And it was like literally one wolf prevented me from playing the rest of that game. So I've got to go back to it and play it because it is a good game. But
how long ago was that?
I don't know.
Over a year?
Maybe, yeah, like a year and a half, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they made some updates to make that.
Yeah, the game was still in beta, so it had to have been a while ago.
All right.
But yeah. Okay. Other part of his question: does Book of Demons have a permadeath mode? Who is going to cover strategy games with Mini gone?
Well,
okay.
It does. You could play the roguelike mode, and then it's much like Diablo. I think you lose all your gear. You can continue, but you lose everything. So it's good to have duplicates or backups. But like, you go off of the leaderboards when you die, even if you die once. So I just, every time I play roguelike mode in Book of Demons, I just wipe it and go for another one.
Was Book of Demons last week's roguelike?
Yeah, that's
right. That you were on the line. We had to follow that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That one. Yeah. So I hadn't played roguelike mode, and now I have. What's good about it is there's no progression in your spells. So you might, your first spell that you get might be a level 5 spell, and it might be OP.
Whoa.
Yeah, but you might not be able to cast it because you only have 8 mana.
And it costs 16.
Yeah, yeah. So it's completely, everything's random.
Yeah.
And okay. So that's me. Mm. I mean, yeah. that's my jam.
Yeah.
So
wait until you can get to it.
I'm having fun with that. But also, I'm also going back and playing my original character, my warrior, and playing that just to see.
What classes are there? Warrior, mage?
Mage and
maybe like
rogue.
A rogue?
Okay. So far. Yeah. It looks like there's spots for 2 more. But I don't know if they're out, like if I just haven't unlocked them or whatever. Okay. I haven't got that far, but it's a good, it's really hard for me to say it's a good game because I don't think everybody in this room is going to like it. I would like everybody to try it and see what you guys think because it's I'll be different.
I do have that coupon on.
It's a Diablo clone, so what's not to like, right?
But not really.
Okay.
Kind of.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It's Diablo if you had about...
Diablo clone without the gold cloning.
No, not just that.
Why does that like big gold cloning?
If you had like... I'm just going to throw a number out there. If you had $8,000 to make a game, you'd probably come out with this.
Is there PvP?
Okay. Diablo probably had like, oh, originally probably had that.
One player, yeah. Multiplayer, PvP?
Probably none of that. I don't think.
Why would you call yourself a Diablo clone then?
You're calling it a Diablo clone.
That's what I thought that was.
You're paying
that's
homage.
That's what you're doing.
Different between a clone and an homage. Like, like imagine if you try to make a Diablo clone, G. It would look something like this. Because you don't have
limited budget.
$10,000.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
I'm guessing. That's just my
It looks
guess.
Good. I remember looking at it last weekend. Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, take a look at it. Hmm. All right, we're going to call an end to this one.
No, we have Discord questions.
There's a bunch of food out there.
Okay. One last question.
All right, what's this?
We have Discord questions.
All right, go ahead.
These are the last questions on Discord here. So last one, I suppose. Warconius, have you ever found this in your pre-washed salad mix?
Oh, yeah, this is interesting. Yes. I have. I found exactly that on my salad before. And it was a triple wash salad. So, you know, you're going to get bugs. It didn't bother me.
He's talking about something that looks like a green mealworm.
Yeah, that's a green mealworm. Yeah. I threw it out and I ate my salad. I don't really care.
Yeah, you just eat the mealworm.
I eat bugs.
It's like eating the mealworm in the tequila bottle.
I don't give a shit about bugs.
Yeah, whatever.
They can go fuck themselves.
More protein, bro.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Have you not eaten the worm at the end of the tequila bottle?
I don't think so. I don't know.
No? Gee, no? Emilio? I'm sure you have Emilio, right?
Gee, you got to finish that before we finish the podcast,
I'm going
to... Oh, you have to drive?
No, I'm driving, so okay. I'm going
to... Give it to me.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you got to drive home with that guy.
I'm driving him home? Wait, no, this was not agreed. Oh, my God.
Prepare to be fondled, Chief.
Oh, my God.
You're going to the back seat.
Oh, boy. All right, so what is everybody Hashtag playing next week?
Me too.
It doesn't fucking matter.
More Witcher, of course. Yeah. I'm balls deep. Balls deep.
Yep. Nice.
Anybody I'm else? Honestly not going to say anything. I'll come with a story or two.
CSGO.
But I'm not going to make it. Yeah. The only game I've played this past week, even though I said I was going to try out ROE, was Counter-Strike. So.
ROE, I'll play that with you.
You know what's funny? I got my little brother. I think so.
Counter-Strike? Okay. Yeah. No,
I'm sure you can. I got my little brother back into Counter-Strike, and he says he wants to try to make it to Global Elite.
Who?
My little brother. He wants to try to make it to Pro.
Oh.
Or at least, you know, maybe S rank.
He's very good.
Pro is lofty.
No, S. Okay. S rank.
Your brothers are everything that you're
not. My little brother was raised right. Let's just say that.
So just to say, like, I played with Chi's little brother in Overwatch. This guy is a fucking god.
Yeah.
This guy is like, like I just see him as a Genji. I'm like, dude, can you stop killing the whole entire team
He's really
please?
Good at Hanzo. Yeah. Hanzo's his main.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so Genji is not
fucking his Genji was just like, dude, chill, because I want to kill something, please.
Hi, Anthony.
At some point.
Yeah, just let me look Bobby, like not got? A piece
legit,
of shit.
My little brother Didn't was raised a hard carry.
Didn't what? Whoa, what?
I mentioned this earlier. You guys
know you didn't. That?
Yeah.
I mean, I
told you I was over WoW. I haven't played in like 2 weeks. Diablo, I got to wait 2 more weeks till the new season starts. Mm-hmm. So I've been getting back into HOTS and a lot of DRG, man. I'm going to be playing DRG, the Deep Rock Galactic this week. So,
why don't you play the fucking Witcher or something?
Because he wants to be at the top of the leaderboard, man.
I've tried 2 or 3 times to get into the Witcher. Haven't been able to. I've given up on the main quest. I'm saving it up for Cyberpunk. I'll get on Cyberpunk.
Release date on that?
2019 estimate.
Ish.
Okay, no, I remember last week it said between 2017 and 2021.
Asking me if I remember anything. That's a no, Bobby.
Yeah. At this date, probably, yeah.
All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, this...
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, and Emilio, mini titties.
Yeah, mini titties. Bye, everybody.
I'm going to miss you guys so much, man.
I'm going to miss you too, Minnie.
Oh, man.
R.I.P. Ripperoni.
Okay, I'm not going to get into this next question, but I love you all almost equally.
We kind of like you, too.
That's good. Guys, I'm going to miss you.
You guys
I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat so much. Bye, everybody.